Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kempler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance, streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines, Iowa. Jared Sheffrin with you here as we get set between the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers on the breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. It's the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers for the third time. There will be six total meetings between these two teams. This will be the third here in Des Moines. The last time the Storm were here, it was on October 5th, and they got a 1-0 shutout win. Jacob Johansson with his first shutout of his USHL career. He was named Goaltender of the Week after the performance, and what a performance it was. Got a great view of it right here at Buccaneer Arena a couple weeks back on October 5th. Since then, teams have kind of both treaded water here. The Des Moines team is in fifth place in the USHL's Western Conference. That's one of the teams the Storm are trying to catch to get back into the race for the playoffs. Des Moines has struggled this season offensively, and the Storm know about struggling offensively, as Tri-City really been struggling to score goals. Last night, they faced the Waterloo Blackhawks, and once again, this goal scoring was at a premium for Tri-City. The Storm got their first and only goal of the game with just 4 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in regulation. They take a 4-1 loss to Waterloo. Waterloo scored 3 goals in the second period after a scoreless first to take control of the game, and they never let up after that. Final score again, 4-1. The Storm did get a power play goal in that, and that's something they have going for them lately. The power play moved up to 10th in the USHL, and the penalty kill and power play special teams have been pretty good for the Storm the last couple weeks, but Tri-City, a team that's right now young, inexperienced, and they got to learn how to win. It's been very tough for the Storm all season. Jim Holton taking over last month, and the Storm now 1-5 since Holton has taken over. 4 of those losses have been, if you don't count empty netters, 1-goal losses. However, last night, and we'll speak to Jim Holton in the coach's corner in just a few minutes, and Holton said last night is the first night since he has taken over the team where there was a regression, and I think that's kind of a big deal. Jim is very positive, and since he's taken the job, he has been talking about a process and saying every night the team has looked better, every night the team has looked better. However, a night ago, with a 4-1 loss on the road in Waterloo, a very tough place to play. Holton said, you know what, this is the first time I can say that we took a step backwards and we regressed. And he said they were not ready to play, and that's something they have to be ready to do tonight against this Des Moines Buccaneer team. The goaltending matchup tonight will be Hayden Levine against Ryan Ruck. Ruck, a native of Ashburn, Virginia, he split time evenly with Billy Christopoulos this season, and Ruck is the goaltender the Storm will see tonight. The Bucs will see Hayden Levine for the first time this season, so they were scared of Johansson, and they got shut out by Johansson. Probably a little bit of a relief for the Bucs to walk into the arena today, see that they're starting against Hayden Levine for the Tri-City Storm. Levine will get his 7th appearance here this season, and he's been a lot better in the last couple outings, so the Storm are hoping that Levine can continue to improve and have a nice showing here at Buccaneer Arena. Not too far away from puck drop. It's 7:05 here tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the Viero Wireless pregame show here on the breeze. A lot more coming up on the pregame show, including the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner, and then we'll get you the lineups and the 3 keys to victory in a few moments right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze. 94.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena. Des Moines Buccaneers and Tri-City Storm tonight here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Puck drops at 7:05. And we want to remind you fans about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541, and you can send your questions about the Storm. If you have any questions, you can send them in to bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up in between periods. But right now, we're going to look to the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner. As we spoke to Jim Holton before this one, Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers getting ready to go here in the Viero Wireless pregame show.
Jared Schaffrin sitting alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, in tonight's CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Tri-City Storm against the Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight. It'll be the third matchup between these two teams, but it'll be the first time, Coach, that you get to see this Des Moines team in the fifth place in the standings right now, a team that you're trying to catch. And I don't know if you have any initial impressions of this team or how much video you've watched, but what are the game plan going into tonight?
Well, we have to match their compete level. The one thing that Des Moines is kind of known for, their trademark, I guess, is how hard they compete. They don't play with a ton of structure. Similar to us, they're a little bit challenged offensively, but they compete. And this is a smaller building, a little bit of a hostile environment, and I think it's exactly what the doctor ordered for our team because we have to match and outcompete them tonight.
A little bit of a stark contrast between where you were last night and now here tonight, and you'll see tomorrow will be a totally different thing as well in Cedar Rapids. How do you handle that going from different ice surfaces?
Well, we talked a bit last night on the broadcast how between the dots is still the same thing, and in the bigger ice surface you have a little bit more time to make your decisions, and conversely on a smaller ice surface you don't have as much time, so you have to play a simpler game. But that's what we've been trying to pound into these kids anyways, is the beauty and simplicity and our approach. And we got way off the mark last night. I thought we regressed. I thought it was looked more like the team my first game I took over, so a lot of bad habits crept back in, so we addressed that, and we have to make sure we're a heck of a lot better today.
Sean Lang, the defenseman, back in the lineup tonight. He only played a few games with this team before he went out with an injury. He was traded here, played a couple games. Seemed like the coaching staff liked what he brought to the lineup, but then he got hurt, and it's kind of been a slow process getting his strength back and getting him back into game shape. You get him back tonight, give Torrey Dello a bit of a rest here on the back end. How much of a luxury is it to be able to carry seven defense, being that he's healthy? And second of all, what are you looking for him tonight?
Well, first, to carry seven is almost a necessity in this league because it seems like there's always somebody out. And I always like to have a healthy internal competition, and I think we finally get back to that now that Lang is healthy. And this is a small rink, as we just alluded to, and there's going to be a big physical element to the game. So we think at this stage that Lang's a little bit ahead of Torrey, and this is just part of the learning curve for Torrey. I mean, he's played terrific for us, but it's been a lot of hockey for an underage player, and we want him just kind of sit back and learn a little bit from watching.
Other lineup changes here tonight. Chase Berger moves over to the wing. He's been a center since the beginning of the year. Chance for him to play wing, and he gets to play with some speedy players. Nolan Abel being the guy who's centering his line. Maybe talk a little bit about the changes in the lineup tonight with also a different fourth line tonight as well.
Well, I think it's an ongoing struggle to try to create offense. You look at our stats, we're averaging less than 2 goals a game. I mean, you can't win in any league when you can't put the puck in your net. So I was impressed with the young Abel last night. He looks like he moves pretty freely. The game comes fairly naturally to him from an offensive standpoint. And I keep looking at Chase thinking he'd be a good winger because he's a big body presence. He likes to bang into some people. And I think in a small rink, kind of take a little bit of load off him, let him go north-south, and where I think he's at his best. And so I'm hoping we can create some offense because we have to keep shuffling the deck till we can get some goals going in.
How much of a part of the creating offense is winning faceoffs? Something that earlier in the season this team actually was doing well with. Last night you lost a bunch of draws. It's kind of put you behind the eight ball a little bit. How important is that?
Well, that's huge. It's the old real estate adage, possession is 9/10 of the law. It's the same thing in hockey. If you lose the draw, you're chasing. And anytime you're chasing the game, you're at a deficit right there. And, I mean, going back to the Omaha game, our last Omaha game, we were god-awful in the circle that night, too. So, and a lot of times it's not just the centermen. It's the wingers as well knowing their assignments. And to me, it was just indicative. That's also, I had a coach tell me a long time ago that face-offs are an indicator if your team's ready or not. And we weren't last night. We weren't ready in a lot of cases. And again, have to be a lot better tonight because it's a huge area of the game.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here in the CHS Coach's Corner. Coach, wish you luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared. Looking forward to it.
For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel paint store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Back to Des Moines, Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale, Iowa. Jared Schaffrin with you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. We're getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. It's their third meeting of the season. Storm looking to break a losing streak here. They lost last night in Waterloo. They got one more game tomorrow night in Cedar Rapids before they come home to take on the Youngstown Phantoms for two games next weekend at the Viero Event Center. Let's get you tonight's lineup presented by Burger King. The home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Storm going with a bit of a different starting lineup tonight here from Jim Holton. The key is to get offense here tonight, and he's doing whatever he can, changing up the lines a little bit. We mentioned in the coach's corner, Chase Berger moving over to left wing, Nolan Abel getting the center, the third line tonight. First line is Gomez, Lesperance, Poganski. Second line, Lebowski, Horn, Wilkie. Third line, as I mentioned, Berger, Abel, and then Drew Mayer. But the fourth line gets the start tonight. It's Ross Olsen on the left wing, wearing number 23, 6'4", 200 pounds, a Billerica, Massachusetts native. Olsen threw 12 games, has a goal and 3 assists for the Trying City Storm. He's on the left wing. Centering that line is number 9, Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy was standing in at 6'1", 175 pounds, out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. McMurphy's played 17 games this season, has scored 2 goals and 2 assists, one of those goals coming right here in the 1-0 win over Des Moines back on October 5th. It was a goal with 5 seconds remaining in the second period. A memorable night for McMurphy. On the right wing, it's Joey DiBenedetto. Where's number 22? Anchorage, Alaska native, 5'10", 187 pounds. DiBenedetto has played in 3 games this year for Tri-City. Has not gotten on the scoreboard just yet, but he gets the start tonight on the right wing. On defense, it's number 4, Cutler Martin, 6'1", 205 pounds. East Lansing, Michigan native. Martin, through 21 games, has a goal and 5 assists. He's committed to the University of Michigan. On the right defense is number 5, Nolan Glukowski, 6'1", 180 pounds. Glukowski, through 20 games, has 8 assists. He is committed to St. Lawrence University. And in net for the Tri-City Storm is number 41, Hayden Levine. Levine, 6'3", 180 pounds, Brampton, Ontario native, has played in 6 games with a goals against average of 4.16 and a save percentage of 89.3%. Levine is committed to Michigan, where's number 41. Johansson is the backup tonight. Scratches for the Storm. Thomas Aldworth, Nick Hutchison, Tori Dello, and Kyle Eastman. For Dello, it's the first game that he has missed here from the Storm lineup. Played in their first 20 games. Gets the night off here as Sean Lang makes his return to the Storm lineup. Lang has just played in a few games with the Storm this season. However, he gets back in the lineup after an injury and a couple weeks off. So Lang will be with Jalen Schultz, Kevin Kerr with Garrett Sestier. That's your Tri-City Storm starting lineup here tonight. And now let's get to the Des Moines Buccaneers lineup. The Buccaneers will start number 15, R.J. Burns, on the left wing. Burns, this is the first time he'll face the Storm. He's from Pearl River, New York. However, he comes from Army. He was playing college hockey, left school, and he is here with Des Moines. R.J. Burns, number 15 on the right, on the left wing, excuse me. Patrick Grasso is at the center. He's a Des Moines, Iowa native, at 5'6", 148 pounds, committed to University of New Hampshire. Wears number 7, Patrick Grasso, in the center. On the right wing, it's number 29, Roman Yuchin. Yuchin is 6'1", 210 pounds, from Elgin, Illinois. And Yuchin on the right wing gets the start here for Des Moines. On defense, two defensemen here, both committed to Northeastern University. Couturier on the left wing. That's Josh Couturier, wears number 24. His hometown is Bayfield, Massachusetts, 6'2", 175 pounds. On the left side, Josh Couturier. On the right side is number 19, Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell, one of the leading scorers on the Buccaneers, 3 goals and 8 assists from the back end on defense. He's committed to Northeastern as well, 6'2", 208 pounds, out of Brighton, Michigan. Good friends with the Storm's leading scorer, Joel Lesperance, who has 15 points for the Storm this season. Cockrell on the right wing, wears number 19. And in net for the Buccaneers, number 1, Ryan Ruck. Ruck is a native of Ashburn, Virginia, wears number 1, 6'1", 180 pounds. Billy Christopoulos is the backup for Des Moines. The scratches for Des Moines, Ruslan Rakhmatov, who's suspended, Joseph Gilhooly, Alec Rauhauser, Willem Nong Lambert is suspended. He has torn up the Storm in the first couple meetings that these two teams have played, so the Storm happy to see him not in the lineup. And Jake Jackson is scratched as well. Let's get you tonight's 3 keys to victory presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And we get the 3 keys to victory here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Number 1, got to get some offensive presence, got to score some goals. 1-2 goals, not enough to win games in this league. You heard Jim Holton say it. The Storm need to come out with some offensive firepower here tonight. They've switched lines up again. They're going to keep switching them until they can find something that works. But right now, they have got to get some offense. They've got to go to the net. They've got to put shots on net. Can't miss the net when you get open opportunities. And the Storm really tonight have to do some more to generate some offense. Last couple games, it has not been there. And that is going to be a key here in tonight's game against Des Moines. Storm also want to keep it simple. Jim Holt saying that as well in the coach's corner. Can't get too carried away and too cute. Got to keep it simple when you're not scoring. Got to get the puck to net. The only goal the Storm scored last night on the power play, it was just a jam play in front where Joel Esperance just kept using his strength and power trying to get to the puck in the net. And that is what the Storm need to do. Get to the net, keep it simple, and try not to do too much here. I think that's been hurting them a little bit. When you haven't scored and you have trouble scoring, you think about it a lot. And I think things just need to relax. use your talent to your advantage. And I think the Storm, that's going to be a huge key for them tonight. Just trying to get some goals, keep it simple, and finally win some faceoffs. Get some puck possession. The Storm with a different center lineup here tonight on the faceoffs, but Lesperance, Christian Horn, and McMurphy, those three guys, veterans, should be able to win faceoffs here against Des Moines, and that's going to be key to the Storm for getting possession, maintaining puck possession, and continuing to try to generate offense and generate pressure against the Des Moines team that has trouble scoring as well. No secret, Des Moines was also struggling with scoring, and both these two teams, you know, I was talking to Des Moines broadcaster Scott Montesano before the game. We both said, hey, there might only be a couple goals in this game. First team to two or three goals might be winning this game. Depending on how the goaltending sticks up and plays, this is going to be an interesting game because these two teams have both had trouble offensively. You saw already one game between these two teams was a 1-0 game. The last time they met back in Kearney, Buccaneers came away with a win 6-2 in a game where Josh Howgie was ejected from the game for arguing with the officials. So that was a bit of a game that, you know, it was not the normal game as things got a little carried away and out of control. So we'll see what happens here tonight as these two teams getting ready to drop the puck. We'll take a pause for the national anthem and come back with the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers underway, and the Storm win the opening faceoff. Ross Olsen trying to take a shot at the net that was blocked, and now the Storm get a shot from far angle that is able to be saved by Ryan Ruck, and he's able to hold on. We get a stoppage in play here. Thanks for joining us from Buccaneer Arena here in Des Moines, Iowa. Jared Sheffrin with you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Storm in their black uniforms with black helmets tonight. White lettering and numbering on the back. Those are the new black uniforms for Tri-City this season. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial. Des Moines in their home whites with blue helmets and blue lettering and numbering on the back with red trim as they go from left to right on your radio dial. Des Moines able to win the faceoff, get it out of the zone, but Joey DiBenedetto goes right back in, goes to change, takes out the linesman with him. Linesman gets up and he's okay. DiBenedetto with a bit of a collision there near the bench. Shot from Des Moines went wide. Now on the rebound, it's played by Godbout, who threw one to the net, blocked by Ryan McMurphy. Now Kevin Kerr will pick up the puck, and he circles back to the far side where Garrett Cecere plays it to Poganski to the middle, and Olsen couldn't handle the pass, picked up back by Danny Elser. Elser now on the near side for Godbout. and he'll slow things down. Almost overskated the puck, got some pressure from L'Espérance. Moved the puck onto the stick of L'Espérance. L'Espérance turns it right back over to Des Moines, however. And now it's taken near the Des Moines bench by L'Espérance. Streaking into the zone, got it to Poganski on the far side corner. He took a hit. Moved the puck around back down low to L'Espérance. Wraparound chance in front. Loose puck there. Now gets post up top to Schultz. Schultz rocketed a shot wide left of the net. Rebound is taken on the far side. Des Moines player went down. Poganski was the player that knocked him over. No penalty called on the play. Now on the near side, it's brought into the Storm end by Des Moines. Loose puck is poked into the near side corner. Going to get it there is Jenkins. Chance in front and a setup and a save by Levine. Loose puck in the crease and it's poked wide again. Good setup there for Des Moines as Jenkins had it in front to Marnell. And now the Storm able to get it out of the zone. And Wilkie near the Storm bench threw it to the near side. Jalen Schultz got it chipped away from him. Now Jenkins back in with a shot. Missed the net wide. Levine in good position there. Wilkie on the rebound. Got it to the center. Trying to get it to Lebowski. Rolled away from him. And Des Moines able to play it back in deep to the Storm end. Taken now by Sean Lang, who's playing his first shift here, returning from an injury. Lang, a Muskegon player and a Muskegon draft pick, got traded to the Storm. Tri-City moves in onside with Christian Horn to the center. Save made by Ruck. Rebound down low is Horn. Back up top to Glukowski, who keeps it in with a slapper that went wide. Rebound on the near side. Cutler-Martin trying to keep it in. He did, but it's on the sticks of the Buccaneers as they move up the ice. Loose puck in neutral ice. Martin got it to Lebowski. Lebowski sends it into Des Moines end. And now Ruck leaves it behind the net. Des Moines banks it to the center. Martin tried to keep it in. And now it's played by Glukowski back in deep to the Des Moines end. Nice pinch by Cutler-Martin there. And now Couturier has it on the near side. Starts forward. Storm going to turn over Mayer with a chance and a shot. It didn't get through. Nolan Abel was there as well. And now on the near side, Kevin Kerr keeps it in with his glove. Got it down and Abel. Chance in front for Berger. Couldn't handle a bouncing puck. And now Des Moines moves out the other way on the near side. Past the red line. Dumped in deep there by Couturier. Levine held it with the glove for a second and now leaves it for Cecere. 3 minutes into this game, scoreless in Des Moines. On the breeze, 94.5, Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Cecere to Kevin Kerr on the near side to the red line. Throws one in on net. Ruck makes the save and he hangs on, covers up. Now he decides to move play before the officials blew the whistle. It's moved out to neutral ice. Storm broke up the play in neutral ice. Now Des Moines gets it back. They dump it into the Storm end on the near side. Schultz. Schultz banks it behind the net to Lang on the far side. And Lang banks it off the wall forward for Olsen. Ross Olsen with some speed. Moves into the zone. Olsen takes a shot that's deflected wide into the far side corner. And the Storm fight for it on the far side wall. Olsen able to get possession. Holding into it on the far side. Went back down low for DiBenedetto. Got moved away from him. And now Des Moines able to move it forward. They pass it to neutral ice. McMurphy, though, gets to it, tried to dump it back in, got forced out again. Here comes Des Moines here with a chance, but it rolled off a stick and went down deep. Lang played against Schuteman there. Puck was moved to the far side. DiBenedetto took a hit from Euchin, and now DiBenedetto was able to free it up. And it's on the goal line chance in front. Euchin with a stuff-in play, and Levine makes the save and hangs on. Power move from Roman Euchin, and Levine had none of it. Makes the stop and hangs on here with 15:44 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here in Des Moines. On the breeze, 94.5 FM. We're scoreless. Nice save by Hayden Levine. Probably the best opportunity for Des Moines thus far. Scoreless thus far in Des Moines. Faceoff to the right of Levine is won by Tri-City, and Poganski got it out of the zone, but now it's flipped back in on the near side. Cutler-Martin settles it down. Thought about it, cross-ice pass, got it to Gomez on the near side, nice pass to L'Espérance. Far side, Poganski. Poganski into the zone, stopped on the far side wall, took a hit. L'Espérance frees up the puck. L'Espérance behind the net. L'Espérance changing direction there behind the net. Puck's moved around to the near side. Martin trying to keep it in, and he does. Cutler-Martin able to pitch in, try to get it to Gomez. It was blocked. Martin threw another shot to the center, went behind the net, around the far side wall. Poganski charges to keep it in, couldn't do it. Now Des Moines able to bring it out to neutral ice. Nice shot by L'Espérance, gets it back though. L'Espérance with a shot from neutral ice, save made by Ryan Ruck, and he hangs on. So a far shot for the Storm and Joel L'Espérance, but nonetheless a shot on goal, 15:03, remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play in Des Moines. Scoreless game on the breeze, 94.5. Tri-City Storm here in their second of three road games in 3 days. Tomorrow they're in Cedar Rapids. Last night took a 4-1 loss to the Waterloo Blackhawks. Faceoff is to the right of Ryan Ruck, and it's won by Des Moines. Half possession behind the net on the near side. It's Ryan Gault who's able to move it forward out of the zone. And it's moved into the Storm end. Pass Kevin Kerr. Down low, Cecere able to get to the puck first. Cecere gets it back to Kevin Kerr. Now on the near side wall, found Lebowski out to neutral ice. But it's roped right back in by Des Moines. Around the far side wall this time, Chris Wilkie got it out to neutral ice. Picked back up by the Buccaneers on the near side. Moving with it as Cockrell turned it over to Cecere. Here's Cecere leading the rush. On the far side, tried to find Wilkie, but he couldn't connect. And Cecere could have went right to the net there. Instead, he went left it for Wilkie. Now a shot as Des Moines entered the zone. Long shot from Gault that missed the net. Rebound taken by Christian Horn. Horn got it out to Lebowski, who couldn't handle it in his skates. Des Moines comes back. Here's a 3-on-2. Chance for the Buccaneers and a shot. And it was blocked in front by Kevin Kerr. Cockrell took the shot. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Gets in position, makes the block. And now the Buccaneers tag up and come right back in the zone. On the far side is moved deep into the zone. Around the near side for Gault. Gault throws one to the net. Loose puck. Levine made a save there. Another chance in front. Nice save by Levine. On the first shot, another shot went wide there from the point. Now on the far side, it's chipped out by Tri-City. Good pressure there from Des Moines. Brendan Shane, I believe, had the best opportunity. Kevin Antipov also in on the play. And now the Storm try to get possession here on the far side. It's Mayer who had it for a second, but now Buccaneers able to send it all the way down the ice, and it's rolling back to the Storm end. It's icing is waved off. Schultz got it to Berger, who kicked it for a second, but now the Buccaneers have possession again through neutral ice. Pass was deflected. Antipov put it in the Storm end, but it went out of play. And it looks like they'll keep the faceoff out in neutral ice when we resume play. 13-18 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5. This is their third meeting of the 2013-14 season. Storm able to win the faceoff. Cutler-Martin took the puck and cleared it all the way into the Des Moines end, and it went all the way in and out of play. Martin just was at the red line, and I think the puck was rolling on him, trying to dump in play that went above the net and out of play. So we get a faceoff at center ice. Faceoff won by Tri-City to resume possession here. 13 minutes remaining in the first. Martin moves it around the near side. Got deflected and neutralized by Olsen. Racing forward is McMurphy. Threw it to the center and a quick shot and a save by Ruck by DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto just threw a backhand right into Ruck's chest. And Ruck able to hang on and stop play. 12:59 remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. The Tri-City Storm taking on the Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight. Third meeting out of six this season between these two teams. It's been pretty even thus far. Are you stuck for a fun holiday gift idea? Give Nebraska Lottery tickets this year. You can find them at any Nebraska Lottery retailer. They make great stocking stuffers, and they'll fit just about everyone on your list. But you must be 19. Make sure you please play and give responsibly. First period here presented by Nebraska Lottery. And the Storm and the Buccaneers are scoreless thus far. About 7 minutes into this game. Buck Beer Night here in Des Moines. Pretty much every fan that's of age has a beer in their hand here at Buccaneer Arena. Fans still filing into their seats here with the beer. Expect the lines to be long at the concession stands tonight. Face-off in the Des Moines end as we resume play. And the Storm able to win it. Martin on the near side, though, couldn't get to the puck. It rolls out to neutral ice where Glukowski plays it on the near side wall. Brought back in by Des Moines. Would have been offside. Taken back by Martin. Martin past the red line. Wraps it all the way around the behind the net to the near side. Gomez kept it in. Des Moines tried to bank it out. They could. Kept in. And Martin on the near side. Martin tried to put it down low. Took a hit. And actually, Des Moines player there after the hit lost his stick. And that's R.J. Burns. The Storm have possession now on the near side. Poganski throws a shot at the net. Ruck makes the save. Rebound. Gomez put it wide. Another chance at a rebound here behind the net. We get a stoppage, and it's a high stick. And it's going to be not a high stick penalty, but a high stick whistle, I believe. We'll see where they put the faceoff. Looks like they're keeping the faceoff in the Des Moines end, so high stick on the Buccaneers. Not a penalty, but a whistle. 12:24 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game. Des Moines able to win the faceoff to restart play. Trying to wrap it around the wall and out. And on a second attempt, they do get it out all the way down to the Storm end, though icing waved off. as the senior beat Carney to the puck, but puck rolled too slowly to the goal line for an icing. Now it's a two-a-side battle behind the Storm net. Sasir working on Carty and gets the puck free, but Lebowski lost it to Godbout. Marcel Godbout gets it back to neutral ice. Des Moines able to come back in. Shot on net. Levine makes the save with the left pad. There's a long shot there. Lebowski put the rebound on to Kevin Kerr's stick, and now Kerr will skate forward out of his own zone. Nice pass to the far side. Christian Horn has some speed into the zone. Horn with a shot and a save by Ruck. Stops play with 11:39 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game in Des Moines. Both of these two teams struggling for offense this season. Tri-City's under 2 goals a game right now at 1.9. Des Moines just a little bit better than that. But both teams struggling to score. Storm able to win the faceoff. Jalen Schultz with a shot at the net. Save made. Rebound was loose on the far side. And Buccaneers come away and bring it out to neutralize. Lang left it for Schultz. Schultz lost it for a second but able to slap it free. And now Mayer got it to Berger. Played all the way back into the Storm end by the Buccaneers. And Levine stuck it over to Schultz. Schultz on the near side. Trying to get it to Berger. Abel helps out to get it to neutral ice. Buccaneers come right back in with a shot that Levine sends into the far side corner. Now wrapped around the near side. And stolen away by Jenkins of Des Moines. Now on the near side. Galt had it on the near side wall. Jenkins tries to get it back. Pops out to the center. And Drew Mayer will collect it. Skate it to neutral ice. Mayer got it past the red line, but not much further, as it's sent all the way back down into the Storm, and it's going to be an icing whistled to Des Moines. Just about halfway through the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Thanks for joining us here tonight on a Friday night in Des Moines. Both teams with minimal chances thus far, still feeling each other out. In this one, no penalties have been taken by either side. Storm just hit a post off the faceoff. Martin with another shot. Save made by Ruck. Rebound comes out of the zone. I think Glukowski took that initial shot. It was either Glukowski, could have been Ross Olsen off the faceoff, but it was a post that was hit, and it rang right off that post. Officials made the save. Now he's a chance for McMurphy. He shoots, and a save made by Galt. McMurphy moved in alone there from the corner, and Ruck made the save. Ryan Ruck makes a big save on McMurphy. That's the Storm's best chance of the night so far. Now Glukowski got possession in the Storm, and Olsen moved it around to the far side where Cutler Martin has room to skate. Martin banked it off the glass, out to neutral ice. Glove down by the Buccaneers, now brought in. And a centering pass turned over to the Storm, and here comes Tri-City on the near side. Pogansky just tried to dump it in, but it went right to the Buccaneers, and now they come up the ice once again. Brendan Shane, now on the far side. Shane takes a shot that missed wide. Rebound on the near side, Pogansky. Banked it ahead for Gomez. Gomez got it past the red line. Pogansky took a hit there behind the play. Buccaneers have possession as they move it out to neutral ice. Lang took a hit. Still moving the puck, trying to chip it forward for Pogansky. Pogansky took a hit. Buccaneers have it in their own end. 9:30 remaining here in the first as the Des Moines team clears it all the way down. And we got an icing that's going to be whistled once again on the Buccaneers. Scoreless game, 9:26 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Once again, thanks for joining us here. Des Moines starting to get some chances. Storm had a good chance with Ryan McMurphy. And a quick chance off the draw again for the Storm. Wilkie takes the shot. Save made by Ruck, and he hangs on. Up to restart and do a face-off once again in the Des Moines end. Nice little play, got it to Wilkie, and put one right into Ruck's chest there. Face off now again to the left of Ruck. Christian Horn takes it for Tri-City. And we get a stoppage, and Horn will get tossed out of the circle, so Wilkie will come in and take it. It's Wilkie, Horn, and Lebowski lying on the ice for Tri-City. The faceoff's one forward by Des Moines, put out to neutral ice on the near side, dumped in there by Godbout. Behind the net it goes. Wilkie able to free it up to the far side. Christian Horn. Horn lost the puck as he was leaving the zone. Couldn't get it out. Dumped back in by Des Moines. Sasir cleared around the near side. Took a hit. Got it to Lebowski. Lebowski skates it forward. And again, his pass deflected back into the Storm end. Levine leaves it there for Jalen Schultz. Schultz has Sasir to his left, but he'll skate forward. And now he's got Christian Horn in a neutral ice. Horn sent it forward there for Wilkie. Wilkie got it in deep. And he'll go and chase behind the net. Wilkie left it there for Horn in the far side corner. Wilkie with a centering pass that was blocked by Des Moines and taken the other way by the Buccaneers. Past neutral ice. Martin took it away. Lebowski got it forward. Wilkie was going to go for it, decided, you know what, it's time for a change. So he heads off to the bench. And the Buccaneers put it in deep into the Storm end, wrapped around to the far side for Glukowski. Nolan Glukowski has it for the Storm. He decides to retreat back behind his own net, lets the team finish a change. He'll start a breakout the other way. Long pass that's deflected in by Mayer. And icing is whistled. They say Mayer never touched it. Looked like Mayer went for it at neutral ice, but official said he never touched it. Oh, and they say actually offside on Tri-State. So Mayer did touch it, but they give the Storm, well, it wouldn't be an offside. Offside is not the call because it's in the face-off circle. I don't know, maybe it was a mistake by the officials and they just blew the play dead and they kept the face-off deep in Des Moines end. So either way, Des Moines able to win the face-off, and now it's Nolan Abel that takes it back for Tri-City. Abel in his second USHL game got it to Berger. Now Martin on the near side, and Berger couldn't clear. Now a big hit there by Martin on the near side, roughing up Jenkins, and we get a penalty call. It's a cross-check on Martin. That's just a penalty that Cutler Martin is prone to taking, and it's unnecessary. Martin goes to the box for 2 minutes here, puts the Storm on the GNC penalty kill, and it's just an unnecessary play. There's no reason to take that penalty. And Martin, with his strength and his force, he just shoves people into the wall, and he's not cautious at all. He's very careless when he does that. He's taken a couple penalties this season. Storm able to win the faceoff and clear it all the way down. Jalen Schultz was the man on the clear there. 7.5 minutes remaining in the first. Cutler Martin in the box for the next minute 45 here. The Storm of the GNC penalty kill as the Bucks move it in deep. Blanche behind the net. And Godbout had a chance in front, but Poganski able to knock it away and clear it all the way down. 30 seconds into the GNC penalty kill here for Tri-City. Scoreless game on the breeze. Bucks bring it in. Quick shot went wide of the net. Nice shot by Garrett Cockrell moving into the zone. Loose puck taken by Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy this time skates with it and then flips it into the Des Moines end. Right on the goaltender Ryan Ruck. McMurphy thought about a token forecheck there, but retreated back, and now Des Moines will bring it forward into the zone. On the near side, loose puck taken back by McMurphy. McMurphy this time past the red line with Mayer. Into the zone, takes a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Rebound on the far side, Drew Mayer gets pinned in on the wall. McMurphy able to go off on a line change, Berger onto the ice. Mayer killed off a good 5 seconds there on the wall. And now it's Marcel Godbout that flips the puck into Levine's glove. Levine keeps it going and left it for Glukowski, wraps it around and out. Back to neutral ice. 40 seconds left on the GNC penalty kill. Martin in the box for a cross check. Des Moines gets it in deep. Grasso got it behind the net. Glukowski finds it and banks it out all the way down again. 27 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. 6 minutes remaining in the opening period here in the Nebraska Lottery first period on the breeze. Des Moines brings it in again. Grasso gets it in deep again. Behind the net. Fought for. Schultz had possession. Trying to get it to Lang here in the corner. Not enough room to get a clear. Three Des Moines players there. And it's moved to the center. Taken by Lesperance. He clears it off the boards and out. And that'll do it for the GNC penalty kill. Martin out of the box. Lesperance knocks his man down. No call coming, able to keep it in the zone. Now on the near side, it's taken by the Storm. Here's Lesperant in the center. Now around to the far side. Cecere keeps it in on the far side wall. Plays it down low for Gomez. Gomez working with Horn and Lesperant here. Moved up the far side again. Gomez still working with it. Lost the puck. Now moved around the near side. Kevin Kerr trying to keep it in, and he does. Behind the net, it's Corey Schuteman for Des Moines. Tries it again to the far side. Can't get it out. Cecere kept it in. Chance in front for Lebowski. Couldn't get a shot. Cecere keeps it in again. Kerr at the center. Kerr with a pass. Lebowski in the center. He shoots. Save made by Ruck. Nice looking play, though, offensively from the Storm. Kevin Kerr and Garrett Cecere playing the point very well, keeping the puck in. And that time, Kerr faked on a shot. Got the puck to Lebowski, who was in the slot and had a good turnaround opportunity. Ryan Ruck made the save with the glove. Face off to the left of Ruck in the Buccaneer end with 5 minutes remaining in the period is won by Des Moines. And they bring it up the ice here, leaving their own zone. Bank it all the way down the Storm end. And we see an icing whistle on Des Moines. Nice alert play by Cutler Martin to win that race against Jenkins. to get the icing whistle. The Storm will have a face-off once again in the Des Moines end. 4:54 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Jared Schaffrin with you here for all 60 Storm games on the Breeze 94.5. Face-off won by the Storm. Bouncing puck on Berger, able to keep it in for a second, but it's brought out by Des Moines. Back into the Storm end. Martin back to get it. Played it up the near side. It was stopped by Marnell. Centering pass, and the shot was blocked. Nice chance there for Des Moines. Marnell set it up, but then it was blocked, and now the Storm the other way. It's Nolan Abel. Gets taken down on the far side. Got it to Mayer, though. Put it wide of the net. Mayer behind the net. Center it for Berger. Save. Ruck. Rebound is Martin on the far side. Keeps it under control for Mayer. Mayer with possession. Cross-ice pass. Dangerous for Glukowski, but he kept it in deep. Berger swung it around for Abel. Abel trying to get it to the center. It was deflected back over to Berger. Berger with a big collision there on the goal line. Taken by Des Moines. And played there by the forward R.J. Burns out to neutral ice. Rolling into the Storm end. Going to get it is Marnell. Centering pass. Broken up. Bouncing puck. Thrown at the net. It's hopped up in the air. Just went wide of the net. In the Storm end. Martin behind the net with DiBenedetto trying to play it. On the far side, DiBenedetto. First man there but lost it to Elser. And now it's moved to the center. Taken by Berger. And Berger banked it to the top and out of the zone. Des Moines has it under control here. They bring it back in on the near side. Cockerell left it back up top. And now it goes down low in the near side corner. Fought 4-2 a side battle. Won by McMurphy for a second. But now on the near side, move behind the net again. And it's Cutler-Martin. Martin finds Glukowski as Des Moines retreats. Glukowski banks it off the near side. Nice bank over to Olsen. Olsen through neutral ice, dumps it in deep. Storm get a change here with 3:15 remaining in the period. Down low it goes in the Des Moines end. Storm had a look at the net there, but it's taken by Des Moines. Olsen's going to get called for a penalty here. He knocked a stick out of Des Moines' hand. Buccaneers here with the delayed call have an extra attacker on the ice. And now on the near side, they dump it into the Storm end, but it's picked up by Lang, and that'll stop play. Flashing the call on Olsen, and he knows it. The stick was dropped by the Des Moines defenseman. Once that happens, you almost know it's a penalty. 2:56 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period, and the Storm are headed to the GNC penalty kill for the second time tonight. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Storm in the opening faceoff for the Des Moines power play and send it the length of the ice. Buccaneers have possession here on the near side. Moving it past the red line into the Storm end onside. They stop, and now it's down low Marnell. Marnell behind the net. Looking up top for Cockerell. Excuse me, Couturier. Couturier on the near side. Cockerell now on the far side. Now down low for Gault. Trying to move it past Kerr. Loose puck. Kerr gets to it first. Takes a hit from Jenkins. Gault trying to get it back. Taken away by Lesperance. Banks it out of the zone. Lesperance gets taken down. Penalty upcoming. Joel Lesperance drew that penalty. Great work from Lesperance on the penalty kill there. He willed it out of the zone. And then took the hit, went down. And the penalty whistle to Des Moines. We'll have a 4-on-4 for a minute 18 seconds. And then the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play, albeit an abbreviated power play. Scoreless game here in Des Moines. 2:14 remaining in the period. So both these penalties will be done before the end of this period. Faceoff won by Des Moines here in the 4-on-4. They bring it up the ice into the zone. Kerr rubs his man off the puck, Tanner Carty. Carty continues with it, but now Kerr gets it back. Behind the net, Carty still working, and Kerr finally brings it forward. Left it for Cecere, but he lost it over to Elser. Chance in front, a deflection, and a shot was blocked by Kevin Kerr. Now on the near side, Cecere, Kerr working on the near side with Horn. Puck comes free, moved by Kerr, trying to get it to Horn, intercepted by Carty. Up top for Schuneman, and a shot was blocked by Kerr again. Kerr now with it. And wraps it around the near side. Can't get it out, though. And now it's Horn who banks it forward, trying to get it to Wilkie. Taken back by Schuneman. 34 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Horn tried to get it on his stick. Lost it. Here's Schuneman the other way. Here's Des Moines with a rush to the center. Storm break it up. Nice shot by Wilkie. It was sticked down by Schuneman coming in late. Wilkie throws him into the far side wall. And now Glukowski able to get possession and hang on to it. 15 seconds remaining in the 4-on-4. Minute 8 seconds left in the period. 53 seconds remaining on the penalty to Des Moines. Then we'll have a Tri-City on an abbreviated Century 21 power play. Lebowski up the ice, into the zone. Abel had it, lost it, and now Lebowski lost it too. So the Storm are back on the power play now for the first time tonight for the next 37 seconds. Lukowski into the zone. Cross-ice pass. Olsen shipped it to Abel. Abel swung it back to Lebowski. Lebowski fan out of pass. Taken by Des Moines. Out of the zone. And Lang able to run off his man into the wall. Lukowski now with 22 seconds left on the power play. 33 left in the period. Throws one in deep into the zone. Sticked away by Ruck. Lebowski came into play at the far side. Abel gets to it. Back to Lebowski. Lebowski behind the net. Looking for Glukowski. Takes the shot. Shoots. And it was blocked. Rebound on the far side. 5 seconds left on the Storm power play. Levine banging his stick, and we get a penalty upcoming here as Tanner Carty went down. And Lebowski looks like he's heading to the box. 3 seconds were remaining in the Storm power play. 16 seconds in the period. And the Storm have been called for their third penalty of the period. Dan Lebowski heading over to the box. 2 minutes for a high stick. Tanner Carty was down on the ice. And he was back up and is okay. Lebowski into the box. 2 minutes on the board. Carty is still on the ice. So lucky to see no injury there. 16 seconds remains in this first period presented by Nebraska Lottery. We've got a scoreless game. Faceoff is to the right of Levine. 4-on-4 for the next 3 seconds. Storm able to win the faceoff. Martin puts it into the corner. Scrum forward in the corner. One by Des Moines. Goes up top. And it's kept in by the Bucks. Kevin Kerr pushed it to the near side. 5 seconds left in the period. Shot went wide of the net. Now Carty on a final chance and he couldn't get one on net. And so that's how the period ends. Scoreless game after one period. Couple chances for both sides. Storm, three penalties in that first period, and a minute 44 of Dan Lebowski's high sticking call will carry over into the second period. But first, we'll have our Central Hydraulic intermission report. Teams will get a break, and we're scoreless after 20 minutes here in Des Moines on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And for a second straight night, we're scoreless after one period. Last night, it wasn't a good recipe for Tri-City as Waterloo came out in the second, dominating, scoring three goals in the second period. However, you never know what can happen tonight, and I'll tell you the difference tonight for Tri-City. Here in Des Moines, the difference so far is the shot total. The Storm outshoot Des Moines 15-5 in the first period, and you know what? The Storm on the road outshooting an opponent 15-5, haven't seen that much this season. So that is definitely a big change here for Tri-City. It shows that they played a much more competitive first period and had the puck in the Des Moines end for a good amount of time. They were working well, the lines generating some chances, couple good opportunities. Ryan McMurphy had a good opportunity. Glukowski with a few point shots. Cecere and Kevin Kerr working well on the point as well defensively, setting up L'Esperance, Abel, Lobosky had a couple looks, Christian Horn with a couple looks, and you know, everyone chipping in and doing their part. Now, again, last night, the critical thing for the Storm, they played a good first period, didn't get anything to show for it, then got dominated in the second. Well, here tonight, again, they play a good first period, but they get nothing to show for it. We're still scoreless here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Storm took three penalties in that period, and they'll be killing a power play for a minute and 44 seconds to start the second period. Cutler, Martin, Ross Olsen, and Dan Lebowski all with penalties in that first period. But Tri-City Storm penalty killing looking as good as ever right now. Storm are active with their sticks in the lane. They're not allowing much zone time for Des Moines. Everybody with the when the puck is on the stick, the penalty killers have been able to kill it all the way down. Solid penalty killing from the Storm there in the first period, and it kept Des Moines off the board as Tri-City took a couple penalties, only had a little bit of time with a power play, about 30 seconds with the puck on the power play, and Tri-City had a few different looks, but not a lot of zone time on the power play in the first period. Scoreless here after one, and Tri-City continuing to work hard here under Jim Holton, and a Des Moines team here that has struggled offensively, as have the Tri-City Storm. Both teams toward the bottom in the USHL goal scoring, and I think that's something that, you know, benefits both teams going up against a low-scoring opponent. You expect it to be a close, tight-knit game between these two teams, and when you look at the goal scoring leaders here, you obviously have teams like Omaha, Waterloo, who are up high in the overall goal scoring for teams. However, the Tri-City Storm are 15th and Des Moines are 12th. Des Moines averaging 2.4 a game and Tri-City 1.9. So defensively, the Storm allows 3.6 goals per game and Des Moines allows 3.4. So they're pretty close in both categories. On the power play, the Storm have done better, and they're up to, Tri-City is up to 12th in the league with a 12.7% power play percentage. Des Moines is right on top of them with 13.3%. Penalty killing-wise, Tri-City is at 82.7%, which is 10th, and Des Moines is at 83.8%. So teams match up pretty good, and that's what you expect to see, a solid, tight-knit game. That's what you've seen between these two teams here after 20 minutes. Neither team has really taken a big advantage on the other. Des Moines will have the continuation of their third power play when we resume. But again, Tri-City outshooting the Bucks 15-5. Got to be an encouraging stat if you're a Storm fan. Ryan Ruck had to make 15 saves in that period. Hayden Levine had to make five, and a lot of blocked shots in that period as well from Tri-City. Looked like Kevin Kerr, Garrett Cecier, Nolan Glukowski, Cutler Martin, everybody pitching in defensively to block some shots, helping out Sean Lang in his first game back from injury, and Jalen Schultz getting some good ice time as well. So some good things from the Storm of the first, but we're still scoreless here with neither team taking a lead in the opening period. We'll take a break here after we remind you about our Sadler implement. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. When we come back, we'll have the Midway Auto out-of-town school board update. Get you ready for the second period right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Once again here at the Des Moines Buccaneer Arena, we have a scoreless game after one period of play. Let's take a look at the other scores from around the USA Channel. Chicago Steel have a 3-2 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms after two periods of play. That game's in Youngstown. Storm will see the Phantoms for the only two times this season coming up next weekend at the Viero Event Center, December 13th and 14th. The game on the 13th is Stuff Your Stocking Night at the Viero Event Center. Very holiday-themed night on the 13th with a 7:30 p.m. start. On the 14th, 7:05 p.m. start. On the 14th, it will be a afternoon game, not a 7:05. It'll be an afternoon game on Saturday. It'll be Boy Scout Day, and it will also be Stormy's birthday. So a big day planned at the Viero Event Center on Saturday. Should be a large crowd. The Storm will wear commemorative jerseys benefiting the United Way on Saturday afternoon for Boy Scout Night. Make sure you get your tickets at the Viero Event Center box office or by calling the Storm office. You can pick up tickets, call the box office as well. That'll be against Youngstown next weekend. Youngstown trails 3-2 to Chicago after two periods. Indiana up 4-3 on Muskegon after two periods of play. Fargo and Omaha are scoreless at the Ralston Arena. Lancers and Force scoreless after one period. Cedar Rapids, the team the Storm will see tomorrow night, facing Green Bay tonight. And after one period of play, the Rough Riders have a 2-0 lead on the Gamblers. Now, the Gamblers played last night, got an overtime win over Indiana. Today, they're in Cedar Rapids, and they're trailing 2-0, two goals from Alec Marsh and Mark Ock. Ock's on the power play, and Cedar Rapids leads 2-0 over Green Bay. Rough Riders will see the Storm tomorrow night. That's where the Storm will be, in Cedar Rapids at the Stable. Sioux City has a 1-0 lead on the Lincoln Stars after one period of play. That game being played at the Lincoln Icebox. And I know some traffic problems today in Lincoln as the Huskers playing some volleyball at the Bob Devaney Center right across the street. But Sioux City has a 1-0 lead over Lincoln after one period. A goal from Jared Thomas in the first has Sioux City on top. And Team USA and the Dubuque Fighting Saints just underway in Dubuque. Fighting Saints and Team USA are scoreless in that game, and Dubuque has tied Team USA for first place. So this is a matchup of two teams in first place in the Eastern Conference battling it out to see who is the top team. And if you're wondering, that is the USA 17 and under team that is facing the Dubuque team tonight. In Dubuque, we'll keep you updated on that one. Here in Des Moines, Tri-City and the Buccaneers scoreless after 20 minutes of play. Storm are getting ready for a second period. Should be a good second period here. See if either team can take an edge in this one. Fans, want to remind you about our Valentino's Trivia Tuesday on our Facebook page. Log on to the Facebook page on Tuesday afternoon. Check out the latest Valentino's Trivia question. If you get it correct, you can be chosen to get a free Valentino's buffet courtesy of Valentino's and Kearney. Eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. We'll take a break here on the Breeze and come back with the beginning of the second period. Tri-City and Des Moines scoreless through 20 minutes right here on your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Yeah.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready to go here in the second period. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless after one period of play. Storm were killing a penalty for the first minute 44 here of the second period. Here, thanks for joining us on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Opening faceoff here will be important for Tri-City. Got to start killing this penalty as it's won by Des Moines. And Tanner Carty, who plays the point on the power play, gets it stripped by Berger. Here comes the Storm the other way. Les Bronze with a shot, and he misses the net. Pretty high and wide there. Good opportunity for Les Bronze, shorthanded, but he took that shot and he missed it. Now Cockerell will start forward here for Des Moines. Bringing on the near side for Elser, and he's in onside. Lost the puck, though, in the Storm. Bank it out of the zone all the way down. Ruck out of his net to play it on the near side. In the corner, Les Bronze with a bit of a token forecheck. Ruck brings it on the far side for Cockerell. Knocked out of the air by Martin, but he can't keep it. Here's Cockerell into the zone. Centering pass for Elser with a shot that misses the net wide. It was looked deflected there. I think Martin got back into the center to deflect it. And now it's down low for Des Moines. Minute remaining on the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Cockerell at the point. Got a Carty. Now Elser has it roll off his stick, but got it down low as it's over to Grasso. Now up top for Cockerell with a shot. And it's blocked in front. Rebound loose. Clear to the far side corner. Another chance in front for Des Moines. On the near side goes loose. And Les Bronze clears it out. Les Bronze could not get it deep. Taken by Carty and moves forward. And now back to Carty. He's in the zone. Puck bouncing around the near side for Grasso. Gets it down low to the near side corner. Wrapped it behind the net. Played around up top for Cockerell. Storm with some pressure. Loose puck. They get it out. Bank it off the near side. Back out to neutral ice. Not all the way down. Carty able to play it for Des Moines. Cockerell back in on side. Lost the puck, and here come the Storm the other way. Shorthanded break. Drew Mayer in on net. Takes the shot, and he gets knocked down to the ground. No call coming. Puck's cleared out of the zone. Mayer never got a shot on net. Tried to make a move to the near side on Ruck, and he never got a shot, but the penalty kill's over. Storm with a good kill once again there as Des Moines brings it back into the zone with some speed. Behind the net, Marnell looking to the top for Schuneman. Takes the shot. Deflected wide there. Was going wide, and a stick got it in front of the net. It was Jenkins who put it wide. Now Jenkins on the near side put it down low. It's wrapped to the far side corner where Ryan Gault sent it up to the far side. Mayer intercepts. Mayer left a rolling puck there for Christian Horn in the zone. Horn got it on the far side. Stops. Trying to get it to Lebowski. Horn and Lebowski work it free behind the Des Moines net, but picked up there by Drake. David Drake, the defenseman, moved it on the near side for Marnell. Getting out to the races. Wilkie breaks that one up. Marnell stopped at the line. Cross-ice pass for Schuneman in onside. Able to put it down behind the Storm net. Cecere able to settle it. And Cecere will move forward. 2:45 into the second period. It goes all the way down into the Des Moines end. Sticked away by Ruck. Now a chance to the center from Wilkie. Couldn't get over to Horn. And it's taken by Godbout. Sent to the Storm end. Rolling back for icing. And it is there. Cecere able to win that race. Play stops with 17:03 remaining here in the Papa John's second period of play. Tri-City Storm scoreless with the Des Moines Buccaneers here on the road in Des Moines. Faceoff will be in the Buccaneer end. Faceoff to the right of Ruck. It's McMurphy on the draw for Tri-City against Brandon Shane of Des Moines. Into the corner it goes off the faceoff. Des Moines able to wrap it around and out. And it's picked up by McMurphy there who got back there. Gibenedetto had one in the center. It's knocked all the way down into the Storm end. Martin puts it on the near side. Kept in though with a shot that was blocked by Gibenedetto. Here comes McMurphy. McMurphy past the red line to the far side. Sends one through the crease. Nobody there, but Ross Olsen picks up the loose puck. Got it back in deep for McMurphy. Olsen on the near side. Left it there for Pogansky, who's on. After Gibenedetto just blocked that shot, now it goes all the way to the Storm end. Icing whistled on Des Moines. 16:24 remaining here in the second period. Buccaneers and Storm are scoreless. Face off again, back in the Des Moines end. As it's Les Bronze against Brendan Shane, the Pittsburgh, New York native, played at the Gunnery Prep last season. Face off won by Tri-City. Lang dumped it in deep. First player there was a Buccaneer, and now Pogansky had a chance at it behind the net, but it moved around the near side. Loose puck Poganski with it. Left it there for Lang, who got it in deep. Now back to go get it is Durante's on the far side. It's moved up the wall and out to neutral ice. And it's played all the way down into the Storm end, right on Levine. He leaves it for Sean Lang. Nice pass ahead for Gomez. Gomez is into the zone on the near side, takes the shot. Rebound loose, and it's put wide by Poganski. Ruck made the save. A rebound was loose, and Poganski had a good whack at it, but he put it wide. Couturier now for Des Moines, through neutral ice, batted down by Gomez, got it to Mayer. Mayer's in onside, to the center, nice pass, left front shoot, save made by Ruck. Nice pass by Mayer to set up L'Espérance. Two good chances in a row for Tri-City. L'Espérance and Poganski with the chances. Poganski put his wide. L'Espérance on the backhand put it into Ruck's chest. Good positioning by Ruck, but L'Espérance had some room there on Ruck's blocker side, and he could try to use. What a good shot to get it on net. And it's put out to neutralize by Des Moines. Storm were in offside as Mayer touched up with Berger still in the zone. 15:24 remaining in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza here in Des Moines. Tri-City scoreless through the Des Moines Buccaneers. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. They have possession in their own end. Worked out to neutral ice, but dumped back in by Mayer. Storm tagged up. Pucks played out to neutral ice again by the Bucks. Berger this time tried to get it in deep. It was blocked, though. Nice play defensively by David Drake. And now it's Schuneman who has it forward. Banks it off the near side. Goes all the way down the ice. Icing is waved off for some reason. Now the Storm have it in neutral ice. Berger got harassed in neutral ice, lost possession, but it comes in onside, and Mayer with a shot. Ruck with the save, rebound, Abel put it in front. And it was taken by Elser. Good chance for the Storm. Throwing pucks at the net right now. Gotten some good bounces, haven't made one happen just yet. Scoreless game. Moved back in by Des Moines. On the far side, Gault with a turnaround shot. Went behind the net. Levine didn't see it for a second. The Storm had it on the near side. Worked on the near side wall, and now it's flipped to neutral ice. Rolling puck, and it's picked up by Schuneman. Lavosky was trying to catch up to it. Schuneman on the far side got it in onside, and a chance that went wide for Des Moines. Now another shot from Carty was saved. Rebound was loose in front, taken by Tri-City, but kept in by Des Moines. Storm a bit sloppy there on that rebound coverage. And now it's worked out by Mayer. Mayer in a neutral ice had to go too far ahead of him. He'll go for a change as Des Moines has possession with it on the near side. Jenkins. Jenkins back in offside is the whistle. Full step offside were the Buccaneers there. We're 6 minutes into the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. We still are scoreless here again nearing the halfway point of the game. Very similar to last night's game. Waterloo scored 8 minutes into the second period and never looked back from there. Here tonight in Des Moines, we're still scoreless. About 6 minutes into the second. Loose puck and neutralized. Lebowski put it in slowly to the Des Moines end. Picked up by Durante. He's around the far side. Lebowski sticks it in, leaves it for Horn. Back behind the net for Wilkie. Wilkie tried to get it out in front. Bounces in the air. Horn got a piece of it. Shot on Ruck was made. Save was made. Bounces in front again. Loose puck poked to the far side. Ryan Gault able to get to it, but it's kept in by Martin with a shot that went over the net. Rebound. Wilkie with a shot that missed wide. Now on the far side, Lebowski. Lebowski took a hit. Couldn't move the puck. Taken away by Des Moines. Now brought to neutral ice. Nice job by Perica. And now it goes all the way down. Martin, though, tried to clear it. It was kept in by Des Moines. Shot went wide. Now Couturier onto the ice. Another shot. Save made by Levine. And after the play, pushing and shoving, and a couple players going at it. A Des Moines player went down. And a bunch of players converged on the far end. Levine had to make a save on a shot by Couturier. Storm protecting their net there. 13:09 remaining in the second. Scoreless game. See if there's any penalties from the skirmish. Doesn't look like there will be. No players skating to the box. Staying 5-on-5 here. 13:09 remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Face off to the right of Hayden Levine in the Storm end. It's won by Tri-City. Lang got it behind the net to Kerr. And now on the far side, Olsen brings it to neutral ice. Nice pass for DiBenedetto. Had it roll in onside. Lost possession of it, though. And now it's Grosso who flips it in deep to the Storm end. Levine sticks it down. put it to the far side where Olsen was there. Olsen moved it forward. Nice pass to McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy leading the rush for Tri-City. Into the zone. Takes a shot that's gloved by Ruck. And after the play is stopped, more pushing and shoving here. Faceoff will be in the offensive zone for Tri-City. After the long shot by McMurphy and the glove save by Ryan Ruck. We get immediate timeout here as we're scoreless in the second period. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. No scoreless game in the second period. Shots on goal now, 19-10 in favor of Tri-City. Storm outshot the Bucks 15-5 in the first. Des Moines has the edge 5-4 here in the second. No goals or penalties yet in the second period. Still scoreless in the game. Face off to the left of Ryan Ruck here as it's Lesperance who will take the draw for Tri-City against Danny Elser, captain of this Buccaneer team. Puck is dropped. Lesperance, nice face-off win. Lang takes on a shot. Had it to Kerr. Down low, Gomez. Let it go for Poganski. Poganski, the near side corner. Took a hit. Lost the puck. And now Tanner Carty will start forward. Carty, the leading scorer on this Bucks team. Lost it to Lesperance, but now it's put in deep by Godbout. And now Kevin Kerr brought it down low for Lang. Moved around the far side wall for Gomez. Banks it high into the air, out to neutral ice. Was gloved down by the Bucks and thrown back into the Storm end. But now it's played by Tri-City. Gomez again. Neutral ice. Put one too far in front of Lesperance. Turned over to Des Moines. Now Couturier has it on the far side. Cockerell back to the near side. Couturier taken away by Poganski. Poganski lowers the shoulder on Couturier. Both players went to the ice. And now here comes a rush for Des Moines. Couturier diving at the puck but taken away by Lang. Nice job by Lang. Here's Gomez. Tried to sketch one to Lesperance. Turned over, though. Shot went wide by Des Moines. Now on the near side wall, kept in by the Buccaneers. Loose puck. Poganski trying to take it out. Kept in again. Bucks have it. Shot and a score. It's a goal for Des Moines. Looks like Roman Yuchin, who beats Levine. 11:34 remaining in the second period. And the script still pretty much staying identical to last night. Des Moines takes a 1-0 lead about the same time that Waterloo scored last night to take the 1-0 lead. And the key here for the Storm, last night they allowed 2 goals in a minute and 8 seconds. Now tonight they have to respond from this one. Goal for Des Moines gives them a 1-0 lead, a nice shot from the side that beat Levine cleanly. And off the faceoff, Des Moines has possession here. It's Drake on the far side. And now Grasso has it. Roman Yuchin is the goal scorer for Des Moines. Buccaneers are offside. So we get a stoppage here, 11:19 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 1-0 score. Buccaneers get the first goal. Roman Yuchin scores it. First goal that the Bucs have scored this season here at this arena, Buccaneer Arena, against the Storm. Storm shut them out 1-0 here the first time they met on October 5th. And now Schuneman with the puck off the faceoff, throws one in on Levine. Makes the save, but we're told that's not going to count. It was offside. So 11:10 remaining now in the second period. 1-0 the score. The goal for Des Moines has them in front. Roman Yuchin, nice looking shot. For Yuchin on the season, not particularly offensively talented. This is his first point of the year. His 10th game of the season, and Yuchin was at the bottom of the list in the Des Moines scoring coming in. But that didn't look like it there. Had a nice shot. As Glukowski moved it forward for the Storm off the faceoff, but now it's back to Schuneman for Des Moines. Banks it off the near side wall. It'll go into the Storm end. And it's Glukowski around the far side. Played it to Martin. Had to struggle to catch the pass, but now got it forward, and McMurphy's into the zone. Centering pass for Di Benedetto. Didn't see it coming. And now it's out to neutralize. Olsen on the back check. Nice job. Takes the puck away. And now here come the Buccaneers, though, on the near side, moving it in. A shot and a save by Levine. Levine was in position there, didn't see the puck, but it hit him in the chest. And now up top, it's Gault with a shot through the center. It was blocked in front. And now on the far side, taken by McMurphy and shot in deep by Olsen. Missed the net. Here's Schoeneman with a chance to rush on the Storm, making a change. Schoeneman with a shot that's blocked by Levine. And now it's Garrett Cecere that got out to neutral ice. And now picked up by Cutler Martin into the zone. Martin goes, puts it in deep. Abel has it. Abel into the far side corner, gets some help. Mayer's got it behind the net. Abel comes back to help. Abel fell down on top of the puck, trying to move it. Abel taking a shove, gets it to Mayer. Looks in the front for Berger. Couldn't get a shot. Berger keeps it, though. Berger behind the net. Turnaround shot. Save made. Mayer has it. Mayer on the far side, took a hit, puck's loose, Berger came in to help, puck goes to the center where Abel had a look at it, and now Antipov takes it back, Durante's around the far side, and out of the zone, Storm tag up quickly, Mayer brings it back in, Mayer to the far side, to the center, Berger couldn't get a shot, looked in front, loose, puck is there, and it's hopped on top by the goaltender, Ruck. Ruck diving in front, Storm. Good work on that shift by Mayer, Berger, and Abel, but they never really got any good clean shots at the net. Kind of just throwing the puck behind the net to the corners, back to the front. And we get a stoppage with 9:09 remaining in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Des Moines leading 1-0. Faced off 1-4 by Globoski with a chance, and he couldn't put it in. A little fancy there. Not sure if he actually got a shot. Just trying to make a couple moves, and never got a good look on Ryan Ruck off the faceoff win. He went right forward. Quick save by Levine in the Storm, and now Tri-City will move forward. Out to neutral ice. Nice play forward as Slobosky on the near side. To the centers. Wilkie save made. Ryan Ruck with a big save. Robs Wilkie. What an outlet play by Tri-City. Horn, Slobosky, and Wilkie, you can't set it up much better. Slobosky came streaking down the near side, found one under the Des Moines defenseman, right to Wilkie in front, and Ruck made the save. Wilkie had a good look there, didn't have much time to control a shot. Here's a chance off the draw for Polganski, tried to move it in front, got taken down, had a shot that was blocked. Lesperance uses a forearm shiver to knock down Jenkins. No call coming there. Now the puck's out of play. Faceoff will stay in the Des Moines end. Storm with some good pressure here from all the lines, getting opportunities, winning faceoffs. They trail 1-0 to Des Moines, 8:29 remaining in the second, but Storm have looked good here in the second, continue to put shots on the net at Ryan Ruck. Lesperance on the faceoff now for Tri-City. Wins it. Back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr with a shot that was blocked, rebound out of the zone. Kerr put it back in, deep. Storm tag up. Des Moines has possession. It's David Drake. Drake with pressure from Polganski. Left it for Jenkins. Polganski was in there deep. Jenkins left it back down low to Schoeneman. Storm with good pressure here. Get the turnover. Polganski at the top of the zone. Down low to Lesperance. Lesperance twisting and turning. Couldn't get away from Schoeneman, who gets it out of the zone. Glove down again by Glukowski. Try to move it forward. And it's loose in neutral ice. And Des Moines shoots it in. Goes behind the Storm net. Cutler Martin has it on the far side. Gomez. Outlet pass. Lesperance moves it forward for Polganski. Polganski shoots into the far side. Loose puck, charging for it with Gomez. Couldn't get to it. Drake able to win the battle and got it behind the net to Schoeneman. 7:40 remaining in the second period. Des Moines with a 1-0 lead over Tri-City. Schoeneman behind the net, moves it forward for Drake. Drake to the top of the zone and out of neutral ice. Gault on the near side, moves into the Storm end, takes a hit, loses the puck. And now it's kept in, though, by Grasso with a shot that's gloved by Levine. Rebound loose in front was put wide. And now the Storm have control of it, moving up the ice. It's McMurphy. McMurphy into the zone with a shot that was deflected to the near side corner. Olsen comes in to play it. Swept around the near side, and it's moved out by Des Moines. Buccaneers with it. Uchin fell down a neutral ice, and the Storm will take it back. Moved it again. Here's some space for Mayer to the center. Try to find Olsen, but it was behind him and taken away by Des Moines. Here they come the other way. Moved in onside. Puck taken right back, though, by Mayer. Mayer brings it in onside. Leaves it for Olsen with a shot. missed the net, but a chance in front for a deflection for Mayer. Rebound to Sear. Keeps in deflection in front by Mayer. Mayer went, was saved by Ruck with the left skate. Now on the near side, it's moved up against the Sear. Looks for a shot. Saved by Ruck. Rebound. Another save by Ruck. It was a diving one of Berger. He puts it in. And another shot by Mayer. Saved. Rebound loose. Here comes Des Moines the other way. Uchin makes a move around Schultz. Uchin into the net. Into the zone. Stops there. Now it's back out to neutralize. Storm, you can't ask for much better chances than what Tri-City has had. They're working hard, generating opportunities. Roman Uchin was able to clear that rebound, but Ryan Ruck made a diving save there. A fantastic save. Now here's Des Moines with a shot and a save by Levine. And Levine with the nonchalant glove save just made that save very calmly, hangs on to the puck. 6:01 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 1-0 lead for the Des Moines Buccaneers. And oh my goodness, Tri-City has had their opportunities here over the last couple minutes. And the goaltender, Ryan Ruck for Des Moines, has kept the puck out of the net. Faceoff won by Des Moines on the far side. Glukowski sent it behind the net for Martin. Couldn't handle it. Kept in by Des Moines. Now Martin blocks the shot. Moves forward. And it's moved to Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski past the red line. Moves into the far side. Centering pass. Got deflected away from Horn, who was open. Horn tried to move it back up the wall. It was intercepted by Elster. And now it's Cockrell that moves it the other way. Buccaneers in onside, centering pass by Godbout. Had an open man, but it was too far in front of him. So I'm trying to transition the other way. They turn it over, and a shot misses the net by Des Moines. Big opportunity there for the Buccaneers. Elster gets a turnover behind the net, but now Martin gets it back for Tri-City. Martin will settle things down with 5:20 remaining in the second. Des Moines up 1-0. Wilkie to the far side. Glukowski sent in by Lebowski. He's got it. Lebowski to the center. Was knocked away. Tried to find Horn. Nice defensive play by the Des Moines Buccaneers, and now up the ice they come. It's Ryan Gault taken down by Sean Lang. Behind the net it goes. Chance in front for Gault. He hits Lang, and it's a penalty upcoming on Des Moines. Gault with a cross check, taking down Lang, and Tri-City will head to the power play. Century 21 power play here for Tri-City. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Cross-checking penalty to Des Moines. Tri-City to the power play. First time they've had a full power play here tonight. They had an abbreviated one in the first. They win the faceoff. Pogansky up top for Kerr. To the center, Cecilia. Back to Kerr on the near side. Cross-ice pass to Lesbrons. Way too much on it. And Lesbrons couldn't handle it. It's sent all the way down by the Buccaneers. 20 seconds into the man advantage. Levine, nice pass on the far side for Cecilia. Cecilia up the ice. To neutralize. On the near side, Lesbrons takes the shot. It's saved by Ruck, and it goes in to the netting. Ruck got it with the blocker and sent it out of play. Nice look by Lesbrons, just charging the net. A little far away, but came into the zone, gets a good shot. 1:32 now remaining in the Century 21 power play. 4:29 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 1-0 lead for Des Moines. Goal scored by Roman Uchin. First of the season. Storm win the faceoff. Here's Horn on the near side. Takes a big shove there from Cockrell. Gets back up on his feet. Storm able to continue to work for the puck here. Lesbrons, Pogansky, and Horn all trying to fish it out. It was fished out by Horn. He's got possession at the top of the zone. Settles things down for Cecere. Now on the near side, Kevin Kerr. Storm with a lot of players at the top of the zone. Cecere with it to the center for Kerr. Now Horn on the near side. Horn takes the shot. Deflection, missed the net. Rebound on the far side. Cecere goes in deep to play it. Kept in by Lesbrons. Lesbrons looking. Up top to Kevin Kerr. Kerr holding to the center. Cecilia with a shot. Pogansky was trying for deflection. Didn't get through. Kerr keeps it in, though. Lesbrons with a shot. Another chance for deflection, and it's saved by Ruck. Storm simple on the power play, trying to work the puck at the top of the zone, and bombs away with Pogansky in front. Ryan Ruck has made the saves thus far. 45 seconds remain on the man advantage for Tri-City. 3:42 remaining in the second period. 1-0 Des Moines lead. Berger on the faceoff for the Storm. Drummond on the far side. Storm able to get possession. Martin on the far side. Down low on the half wall. And it's taken out by Des Moines. Here they come with a two-on-one shorthanded. Elser on the far side to the center. He shoots. Missed the net. They have hit the post. As Levine did not read that well. He did not. I don't know if he touched it. Looking around for where the faceoff is going to be. And it will be in the Storm end. 29 seconds left in the Tri-City Power Play presented by Century 21. They may have just dodged a bullet there as Des Moines had a 2-on-1 shorthanded. 3:26 left in the period. Storm win the faceoff and have control with 25 seconds remaining in the Century 21 Power Play. Lukowski on the near side in the zone. Wilkie stops on the half wall. Wilkie makes a nice move to get free into the corner. Berger's got it now. Berger looking on the circle. Up top to Lukowski with a shot. Saved by Ruck. Not as much net presence there on the Lukowski shot, but it got through and Ruck makes the save with the glove. Berger came over late in front for a deflection. Didn't get a peek. 9 seconds left in the power play. Des Moines with a change here. They changed penalty killers. 3:06 remaining in the period. Face off to the right of Ruck. Scrummed off the draw. Won by the Storm. Lebowski to the center, and Berger had a shot deflected to the far side. Back to Lebowski. Lebowski to the center of the net. Puck's loose. Ruck fell down. Puck went wide. Berger up top with a shot that's blocked. Lang had the shot. It was blocked. We're back at even strength, and here comes Jenkins up the ice. Nice job by Lukowski. Swept it away into the far side corner, and now it's moved up the near side wall and out by the Storm. Berger got it to Lebowski on the near side. Icing waved off. Lebowski goes in to get it in the near side corner. Picked up by Durante. Durante's cross-ice pass for Gault. In onside. Broken up, though, by Martin. Nice job. And now here's Ross Olsen starting the other way. Left it there for McMurphy, who brings it in. McMurphy left it for Olsen. Shoots, and it's deflected out of play. We get the stoppage. Couple players end up on their backs in front of the net. DiBenedetto and Couturier, or Durante's. And the stoppage here with 2:14 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Des Moines with a 1-0 lead. Late in the second, faceoff will stay in the Des Moines end after the shot by Olsen that was deflected out. Abel will take the draw for Tri-City against Elser. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. They have possession here on the near side. Drake. Now back to the far side. It's all the way down the ice. Looks like an icing will be whistled, but the race is won by Carty. They wave it off. Now a shot is saved by Levine. And here comes the Storm the other way. It's Berger. Past the red line. Banked it in. Trying to get it deep, and he does. Move around the near side by Drake. Kept in by Schultz. Schultz is in deep. Centering pass saved by Ruck. Berger poked that one on net. Ruck makes the save. Ryan Ruck, give him credit here. He's made a lot of saves. He's already down for 30 saves. This season, Ruck 4-4 with a goals against average of 3.26 and a 90% save percentage. Not the best numbers, but the Storm are throwing rubber on him, and he's made good saves. Face off won by Des Moines. Puck popped in the air, and Couturier gloves it down. Now Couturier starts on the far side. Got it out to neutral ice. Puck stick down by Kerr. Leaves it for Cecier. Christian Horn at the center. Horn starts forward. Cross-ice pass. Wilkie could not get a piece. And it goes all the way down for icing. 1:31 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Tri-City trailing 1-0. Still struggling for goal scoring here. Both teams struggling for goal scoring. Storm, though, got to say they put a lot of shots on net. Out shooting Des Moines, 30-14 right now. But they haven't found one that has gotten into the net yet. Faceoff won by Des Moines. Couturier with a shot that's deflected wide of the net in front. And now a chance. Lebowski got it all the way down. Icing once again. Tri-City needs a change. 1:12 left in the period. This is crucial. Tri-City is trailing 1-0. There's 1:12 left in the period. They've iced the puck twice in a row. And head coach Jim Holton not going to use a timeout. Going to let these guys try to work it out. Faceoff won by Des Moines. Couturier up top. The shot from Cockrell. Save Levine. Rebound went wide. Minute left in the period. Tri-City still looking to get it out of the zone. Another shot deflected wide. Now Lebowski gets it forward. Here's Christian Horn. Horn's into the zone. Horn down the far side. Centering pass. Wilkie couldn't get it. Wilkie got to be careful. He almost ran over Ruck there. He slowed up, but he put his stick on Ruck. Now Gulkowski loses his advantage on a man as the puck goes into the Storm end. Final minute of play here. Storm take it the other way. It's Gomez. Gomez on the far side. To the center. Leaves it for Gulkowski, who threw one at the net. Deflected wide by Poganski. Poganski couldn't get to the possession. And now it's moved out by Des Moines. 30 seconds left in the period. Storm have it, though. At neutral ice, Gulkowski shoots in. Save made by Ruck. And he hangs on. 23 seconds left in the period. 1-0 to score. Des Moines in the lead. Almost to the end of the second period here, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Storm have put everything they've had on a Ruck tonight, and he continues to stop everything coming his way. 31 saves now for Ruck. Jenkins gets tossed out of the faceoff for Des Moines. Marnell comes in to take it against L'Espérance. Faceoff won by Joel L'Espérance. He had possession at the top of the zone. It comes out of the zone. And it's shot in on net there by Gulkowski. As Des Moines has it now with Schuneman, 10 seconds left in the period. Schuneman on the near side for Drake, turns it over. Poganski to the center. L'Espérance got it taken off his stick. It goes into the corner, and that's how this period will end. Storm, another valiant effort in the second period. Storm looked good in both of the periods. They've thrown everything they've had on net. None of it has gone in. They're trailing 1-0. After 40 minutes of play, and we head to the third period, Des Moines Buccaneers with a 1-0 lead in this one. We'll take a break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back with your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, discuss things, and how things look here heading into the third period. Des Moines leads 1-0 on your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear your cell phone TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great times await. Grab some.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area.
And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 after two periods of play inside the Central Hydraulic second intermission report. Jared Sheffrin with you here to recap that period. Here in the Stabler Implement period recap, Tri-City Storm are out shooting the Des Moines Buccaneers 32-17 after two periods of play. Storm have not had much experience out shooting their opponents. They've only done it once. And that was back against Sioux City in a loss to the Musketeers. But now they have outshot Des Moines 32-17. And guess what? They got nothing to show for it. Not because they haven't tried. Ryan Ruck has been the star of this game for Des Moines. Storm have been putting everything they've had on Ruck, and Ruck has made all the saves that have come his way. That is a huge advantage for Des Moines when you can get goaltending like that. And obviously, the Buccaneers have not always had the best goaltending situation this year. Ruck and Christopoulos, two goaltenders, have split time. Neither of them over 500. Neither of them with goals against average under three goals apiece. However, right now, Ruck is the star of this game. He's made 32 saves in two periods. Tri-City's trailing 1-0. And I think, you know, I don't know this, but I got to think if Jim Holton, talking to his team right now, is going to say, hey, guys, you got to continue to play the way that you've played in the first two periods. This is the right way to play. Tri-City's doing the right things right now. This is a much better performance than what we saw last night through the second period in Waterloo, I'll tell you that much. And when you're out shooting a team 32-17, and you've gotten a lot of chances, you got to keep pushing for that goal. And once it comes, maybe they'll give you a breakthrough. And that's all you can look at. In the second period, the Storm played almost a perfect period other than the goal that they allowed to Roman Yuchin, a breakdown a little bit on defense, and Yuchin made him pay with a fantastic shot. His first goal of the season, beat Hayden Levine. Assists there go to Tanner Carty and Danny Elser. Carty is the leading scorer here. It's his ninth assist for the Bucs, 14th point of the season. Elster now 5 goals and 5 assists for 10 points this year. It's the only goal of the game, and it came at 8:26 of the second period. Credit to Storm. After they let up that goal, they bounced back, continued to work hard, got shots at the net, did not take any penalties in the second period. The only penalty was to Ryan Galt for cross-checking. Two-minute penalty at 15:03. And Tri-City's been very good in this game. I think they've done a lot of things well, just haven't scored. And that's the name of the game, is putting the puck in the net. Tri-City struggles to do that. Perfect example here tonight. But 20 minutes still remaining in this game, and if the Storm continue on the track that they're on, regardless of the outcome, you got to be encouraged with the way they're playing. However, as we move further into the season, the Storm need to accumulate some points to fear falling further behind in the standing. So tonight's game is very important game on the road. You've played two good periods. You're in this game with 20 minutes to go. You got to get something going into Cedar Rapids tomorrow. And Tri-City right now, they're still learning how to win. They've only won 5 games on the year. But tonight's game is a prime example of one that's within their reach, one they've worked hard for, and one that they can come out with a victory in if they can keep it together for the final 20 minutes. We saw it last week against Omaha. The Storm were tied in both of those games and lost both of them in the final minute. So it's all about putting together a good third period, 20 solid minutes, get one to tie it, and then work from there. And Tri-Cities look good in this game. It'd be a shame for them to come out here flat in the third because they've done everything right through the first 40 minutes. We'll see if they can put together some good play in the final 20 and get on the board here in this one. Trailing Des Moines 1-0. After two periods, that's the score that we had the last time that we were here in Des Moines, except for it was 1-0 Tri-City, and that's the way it stayed in the third period. Storm are hoping to get one here early in the third and try to knock off the Buccaneers, who have played pretty well in this game, well enough to be ahead 1-0 after two periods. Take a break here on your Central Hydraulic intermission report, and we will come back with the out-of-town scoreboard look and answer to your Mass Western Plus email inbox question of the night here on The Breeze 94.5.
Socks, mud flaps, a subscription to Shoelace Monthly, napkin rings, a gift card to Mel's Broccoli Buffet, an oven mitt. If you've ever given one of these items as a holiday present or are considering it this year, you are obviously stuck for a gift idea. I have a great one. Nebraska Lottery tickets. They're easy, fun, make terrific stocking stuffers, and will fit almost everyone on your list. Hey, you don't have to thank me. Especially not with a gift card to Mel's Broccoli Buffet.
Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Here in Des Moines, Buccaneers leading the Storm 1-0 after two periods. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here, around the USHL, Chicago defeats Youngstown 4-3. Nice win for the Steel. Bottom two teams in the Eastern Conference matching up, and Chicago comes away with a 4-3 victory over Youngstown. Indiana defeats Muskegon 4-3 after, and that's one's over. Indiana picks up 3 points this weekend. They lost in overtime to Green Bay yesterday, but get 2 points over Muskegon here today. A 4-3 win. Omaha has a 1-0 lead on Fargo after two periods at the Ralston Arena. Omaha's defense just outstanding. Outshooting Fargo 19-8 right now, and a shorthanded goal from Jacob Forsbacher-Carlson is the difference in that game, which has seen a lot of penalties. Cole Bruns in net only faced 8 shots. Through the first two periods from Fargo, Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Cedar Rapids continues to hold a 2-0 lead over Green Bay. 5:53 remaining in the second period there. Storm will be in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night for a battle with the Rough Riders. Sioux City with a 2-1 lead over Lincoln after two periods at the Icebox. In Lincoln here tonight. And Sioux City has gotten goals from Jared Thomas. And that's it. Jared Thomas scored both goals, one a power play goal assisted by Adam Johnson, the other a goal assisted by Tyler Mueller in the first period, 2:52 into the game. John Simonson has the lone Lincoln goal on the power play from Dominic Sacco and David Paratino at 4:55 of the second period. 2-1 at the second intermission, Sioux City on top of Lincoln at the Icebox. And Team USA and Dubuque underway in the second period. 1-1 the score between those two teams. USA goal from Jordan Greenway, and Robbie Durar has a goal for Dubuque. Tied up at one. Both goals scored a couple minutes between each other late in the first period. Jared Privitera and Seamus Malone have assists, as well as Charlie McAvoy for Team USA. 1-1 the score, Dubuque and Team USA here in Des Moines. 1-0 lead for the Buccaneers. after two periods of play. Bucks have that 1-0 lead. Now we're in the second intermission report here presented by Central Hydraulic. We got our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's question actually comes from a Storm staff member. It's Alicia, who's asked a question. She wants to know if the Storm players are ready for Salvation Army bell ringing next week. And I believe the Storm staff and players are not ready for Salvation Army bell ringing, Alicia, because, first of all, they have the third period to focus on here. They got 20 minutes to go in the third period. They also have a game tomorrow night against Cedar Rapids, which you can listen to here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Cedar Rapids game starts at 7:05 tomorrow. And, Alicia, it is freezing cold outside. The Storm staff is not ready to stand in the cold and ring bells for Salvation Army. We'll do it anyway because we like you, but we're not ready for the cold weather. It is freezing all over the Midwest right now. In Kearney, it's freezing. In Des Moines, it's freezing. Cedar Rapids, it's freezing. Waterloo was freezing last night. Not looking forward to getting back to Kearney tomorrow night in the cold weather. Fans, if you're listening, hopefully you're inside and warm. It's also freezing in the Des Moines Arena tonight as well here at Buccaneer Arena. Definitely a little bit cold. I'm sure Storm assistant coach Jamie Bittner is probably trying to huddle to get warm in the coach's room here at Buccaneer Arena. But, Alicia, the Storm will be out ringing some bells for Salvation Army. You can make a donation on Monday night. We'll be out all over Kearney, a lot of different locations. If you're out about town and you see one of the Storm players or staff, will be out on Monday and I believe Tuesday as well, ringing some bells for Salvation Army here in the upcoming week, also helping to promote our game. Next weekend, Storm with two games against the Youngstown Phantoms, 7:30 on Friday night, and then an afternoon game, 3 p.m. against the Youngstown Phantoms. Two games between the Storm and Youngstown. It'll be the farthest trip of the season for Youngstown as it goes all the way from the easternmost team to the westernmost team. Storm do not have to travel to Youngstown this year, and we're thankful for that here this year as the Storm made their trip to Youngstown last year, and now the Phantoms will come out west to face the westernmost team, the Tri-City Storm. In the upcoming weekend with two games on December 13th and 14th, get your tickets at the Viero Event Center box office. We'll take a break and come back with the third period, Tri-City trailing 1-0 here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM, KOIQ.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Diamond Vogel, for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back with you on the breeze here for the third period of play. Tri-City Storm are trailing 1-0 heading into this third and final period. The teams have switched sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. Des Moines from left to right. And it should be a good 20 minutes here. The Storm need to come out and play this third period like they played the first two, continue to put pucks on net, continue to have opportunities. Got to get one past Ryan Ruck here. They trail 1-0 as we head to the third. Levine holding his stance, getting ready to drop the puck for the third. It'll be Ryan McMurphy who takes the opening faceoff for Tri-City in the third period. Gets the start in this one with Olsen and Benedetto. That line has seen a lot more time than the fourth line has been seen for the Storm in the last couple games. The faceoff is won by McMurphy, and Tri-City has possession to start the third period. Martin got it to Olsen, who chips it in deep. Got it ahead of the red line. Into chase with Benedetto, and McMurphy kept it in. Joey D on the far side got it in deep. And puck still loose. McMurphy up top. Glukowski keeps it in. Takes a shot. Blocked in front. Now Des Moines comes with it the other way. In on the near side. Martin shrugs off his player. Now we got a penalty upcoming. Levine made the save on the shot from R.J. Burns. Martin was holding him and obstructing him, and he will head to the box. A quick penalty in the third for a hook. Butler Martin in the box for the second time tonight. 19:29 remaining. Just 31 seconds in to the Big O Tires third period of play. And it's a Des Moines power play. Storm headed to the GNC penalty kill. They win the opening faceoff of that penalty kill, and Glukowski sends it the length of the ice. Cockrell has it 10 seconds in to the penalty kill for Des Moines. They bring it up the ice. On the near side, in onside. Nice hit there by Schultz to slow down Godbout. Godbout in behind the net. And the puck's freed up to the top of the zone. Kept in, though. Nice play by Des Moines to keep it in. Now it's Godbout on the near side. Left it for Elster on the circle. Up top for Cockrell on the near side. On the far side, Couturier. Back to Cockrell. Takes the fakes on a shot. Got it to Elster. Down low it goes for Godbout. Back to Elster in the corner. Up top for Couturier. Now down low, Godbout, a shot, save, Levine, rebounds, put into the netting. Elster can't believe it. He had an open net, and he put the rebound straight into the netting. Faceoff will come out of the zone, you'd think. Officials keeping it in the zone. Looked like Elster put it straight out. 18:40 remaining. Here, 1:12 left in the GNC penalty kill. Des Moines wins a faceoff. Cockrell on the near side with a shot that was blocked there. And Kevin Kerr deflected it away. Now McMurphy couldn't get it out. Kept in by Des Moines on the near side. Jenkins got it up top for Cockrell. And now it's back down low. Marinell. Marnell to the center, gets tripped up. No call coming. Got it to the point. Cockrell to Gault. Ryan Gault to the center to score. Michael Marnell. Power play goal for Des Moines. Michael Marnell blasted home. Nice puck movement by Des Moines. Ryan Gault found him hanging open on the back door. And Levine could not get over quick enough. That one was slapped home by Marnell. Power play goal. Jim Holton upset on the bench as the Storm trail 2-0. 18-17 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tough time to take a penalty when you're down in the third like that. And Des Moines able to capitalize. Big goal for Michael Marnell. Marnell this season, it's his third goal of the year for Des Moines. And it couldn't come at a better time for this Des Moines team. Berger got it to neutral ice here as the Storm have possession in neutral ice. And now a loose puck picked back up by Berger. Players fighting for the puck. Berger actually comes in with it, but then lost it. And now it's on the near side for Schumann. Put it back to neutral ice. Schultz got it forward for Mayer. Mayer flipped it in. Rolling puck in on side. Nice pass from Abel to Mayer. To Berger with a shot and a save by Ruck. Makes the glove save and hangs on. Ruck's confidence has grown throughout this game. And he is shutting out the Storm. Still 17:35 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. But now a longer way to go for the Storm as they trail 2-0. An early goal for Des Moines has them ahead. Now they win this faceoff forward. And it's moved into the zone. Rolling puck on Levine. He slaps it up to the top and out. Christian Horn got it to neutral ice. Now on the near side, Lebowski got it to the center for Wilkie. Wilkie with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose in front. Kept in by Kerr on the near side board. Now Glukowski wrapped it around the wall to the behind the net. Des Moines able to chip it out of the zone. Nice job and neutralized by Glukowski to calm it down and keep it forward for Kevin Kerr. Kerr in onside. Kerr with a shot. A save made there by the goaltender Ruck. Stoppage in play. 3 minutes into the Big O Tires third period. Des Moines has a goal and leads 2-0 here in the third. Goal scored by Michael Marnell on the power play. And the Storm trail 2-0. Based off in the Des Moines end, won by the Buccaneers. They have it on the far side, got it to neutral ice. Now moving in is Grasso. Fakes on a shot, got it back to the point, and a shot saved by Levine. Players pushing and shoving in front. Fans looking for the players to drop the gloves. Not happening here. These two teams dropped the gloves enough during the preseason. We saw a line brawl. All five on the ice were fighting. A couple players were suspended out of that line brawl. And now the faceoff will come out of the zone. 6:47 remaining in this game in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City trailing 2-0. Need one to get back into this one, at least cut the lead in half. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. They have possession of it in neutral ice. Now it's moved forward on the far side wall. Sasir got a piece of it. Got the possession. Schultz able to bank it forward and out of the zone. And Gomez came away with it, but Des Moines able to send it back in deep. Levine sticks it there for Sasir. Garrett Sasir will start forward for Tri-City. Sasir on the far side now. Lesperant. Nice move into neutral ice. Poked in onside of Gomez. Played it to the center, but it was broken up by Des Moines. And now coming the other way is Tanner Carty. Carty took a hit from Schultz. Kept going. Excuse me, that's not Carney. That's actually R.J. Burns. Now with a shot from the point. Save made by Levine. Loose pucks picked up by Gomez. Gomez on the near side. Got it out to the red line. Got hit and lost the puck and neutralized. Buccaneers had a rush with Grasso, but he hangs on to it. Grasso with a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound loose. Kerr put it into a body. Couldn't clear. Wraparound score. Tanner Carney makes it 3-0 Des Moines. Costly turnover at the top of the zone. And it hurts the Storm. 3-0 Des Moines. 15:48 remaining. Carty, a quick spin-around move. wraparound beat Levine on the near side post. And it's 3-0 Des Moines. .1548 remaining in this one, and Des Moines has come out in the third period and taken control of this game. They got a power play goal, and now a wraparound from Carty makes it 3-0. Storm trying to get possession into the Des Moines end, and they do, but now Schuneman has it for the Buccaneers. 3-0, Storm find themselves in the same position as last night when they were in Waterloo, trailing 3-0 in the third. They scored a goal to make it 3-1 with 5 minutes to go, but that's about it. Shot from Drew Mayer there was gloved and held onto by Ryan Ruck. Ryan Ruck has kept the Storm off the scoreboard tonight and given his team a whole boatload of confidence in front of them. 3-0 the score. 15-12 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff was won by Des Moines. They cannot clear. L'Espérance has it. Takes a shot. Save was made by Ruck. Rebound went out of play. Tough to see where that hit. L'Espérance looked like he handcuffed Ruck on the shot. And they take the faceoff out of the zone, so maybe Ruck didn't even touch it. Faceoff is in neutral ice, 15:04 remaining, 3-0 Des Moines. After a promising 20 minutes for the Storm, they allow two goals in the first 5 minutes here in the third. It's in deep in the Storm end, taken away by L'Espérance. Here's a rush for the Storm. L'Espérance into the zone, goes and gets it, gets taken down, penalty coming. And it's touched up by Des Moines. So the Storm headed to Century 21 power play, looking to cut in to a 3-0 deficit here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Every day is a sunny day in Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2 minute penalty on the board to Des Moines. And the Storm on the power play had a chance for a turnover. Kevin Kerr lost it on a stick. It's moved out to the Storm end. It's just here. Lost it there to Jenkins. Now it's taken back by Horn. And Horn will move forward. He's got L'Espérance on the far side. And L'Espérance just could get a stick on it. Got it into the zone. Unable to carry it in. Instead, he chipped it in. Kept in at the top by Kerr. Now on the far side, it's L'Espérance. Back to Kerr at the top. Now L'Espérance, top of the zone. Holding, takes the shot, and it's deflected away. Sassier kept it in deep, wrapped around by Schuneman, and out all the way down. 1:20 left on the Century 21 power play, 14 minutes left in the game. Storm got to get one here to start a comeback as Kevin Kerr starts forward. Kerr moving through, throws one right in on Ruck, who makes the save and hangs on. 1:07 remaining. The Century 21 power play for the Storm. 13:49 left in the game. Nolan Abel seeing some power play time for Giant City, trying to use his skill with Berger and Lebowski up front. Faceoff was won by the Storm, but now they say a false start on Giant City. Storm cannot catch a break right now. They have to redo the faceoff. And this time it's won again by Giant City. Lukowski on the left point to Mark. To Wilkie on the right. Wilkie's playing the right point. Now down low, Berger. Berger left it for Lebowski on the near side wall. Lebowski got free. Looks to the net. Sets up Wilkie. Takes a shot. And a save made by Ruck. Either that or it went wide and hit the backboard. And Lebowski keeps it in. Berger on the near side to the center. And a shot was put wide by Glukowski, who was coming in there. Now on the far side. Nice job by Abel to win the battle. Abel at the top of the zone. Got it to Lebowski. Up top, Wilkie. Has Glukowski, who takes the shot. And Ruck makes the save. The puck was loose, and it's cleared out by Des Moines. Couple chances for the Storm there. And Levine able to send it the length of the ice there to Berger. And Lebowski came in on side, but then lost it back out to neutral ice. Glukowski has it 15 seconds left in the power play. Wilkie got it forward to Lebowski, who brought it in, but not deep. Des Moines kicks it right back out. And now the Storm have to regroup. Final seconds here of the power play. Glukowski tried to send it for Lebowski. It goes down for icing. 1 second remaining in the Century 21 power play, and very much a lot of frustration on the ice for Tri-City right now. It's been a frustrating night for the Storm. 12:43 remaining in this game. The Storm have outshot Des Moines 39-24 and have nothing to show for it on the board. They trail 3-0. On the faceoff, Berger able to win the draw. Glukowski now back to Wilkie. Storm are back at full strength. Wilkie leaves it for Glukowski, goes on a change. Glukowski fires it all the way down. And that's another frustration play. Glukowski tried to find McMurphy, but he just sent it way too fast through neutral ice. And now it's an icing. Tri-City can't change. 12:31 remaining in the third period. 3-0 Des Moines. And Storm have a weird mix of players on the ice right now. Where McMurphy's going to take this draw. Storm are going to get tossed out of the circle. It's Berger, McMurphy, Olsen, Kerr, and Glukowski. As they win the faceoff, though, do the Storm. McMurphy ends up carrying it to neutral ice. Takes a hit there. No call coming on the play. Storm have it back on their six. It's Glukowski on the far side. Glukowski spins away from one defender. Got it to DiBenedetto, who flipped it in. Banks off the far side wall. And it's moved around by Couturier. Stolen by Olsen. Threw it to the center. And taken away by Couturier. Now Couturier around and up top. And it's played with a hand pass by Kevin Kerr. 12:01 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play, and Tri-City now trailing 3-0. Nothing. Noticing a little more bounce in your vehicle's ride? It may be time for new shocks or struts. At Big O Tires, they carry a complete line of CarQuest shocks and struts to fill all cars, vans, SUVs, and light trucks. But all of their shocks and struts come with a free replacement warranty, good for as long as you own your vehicle. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 3-0 to score in favor of Des Moines. They scored one in the second and two here in the third. Roman Yuchin had the first one. Michael Marnell got a power play goal just a minute 43 into the third. And then Tanner Carty from Patrick Grasso at 4:12. And that is where we stand. Tri-City now outshooting Des Moines 40-24. Got to be the most shots the Storm have had on net this season. And they have no goal. Faceoff won by Tri-City in their own end. And it's interesting note, when the Storm had their most output of the season, they scored 5 against Team USA a couple weeks ago. They only had about 25 shots in that game. Puck rolls in on Levine, and he makes the save and covers up. 11:45 remaining now in the Big O Tires third period. 3-0 Buccaneers in the league. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Breeze once again. The third game of the road trip at Cedar Rapids. Be loud in the stable tomorrow night for the Storm and the Rough Riders. First time the Storm will face Cedar Rapids in the stable. Cedar Rapids came out with a victory in the first meeting with a 7-4 win back in the month of October. Now Tri-City wins a faceoff, and Berger bring it into the zone. Storm are onside. It was Mayer that stayed onside. Now Glukowski fires it back in. Mayer trying to throw it to the center. It got deflected away. Moves up the far side wall by Des Moines. Played by the Buccaneers, and it's moved forward here by Yuchin. Nice move to get away from Martin. Trying to throw it to the top of the zone. It squirts out to neutralize. Now back into the Storm and Glukowski. 11:10 remaining in the game. Storm trail 3-0. Glukowski tries another home run pass. Deflected off a Des Moines player. In deep to Ruck. Played on the near side by Mayer. Mayer trying to get it down low for Berger. Trying to cycle, and taken away by Schuneman. Around the far side wall. Kept in by Abel. And now Kevin Kerr throws a shot that went wide. Rebound comes into the near side wall. Lebowski came in to play it. It goes out of play. And it looks like it was deflected out. And they say that they'll have the faceoff in the Des Moines end. Storm catch a break there. 10:47 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-0. And now the officials get it right. I think it was deflected out by Lebowski. They're going to change the faceoff to be moved out to neutral ice. Just outside of the Des Moines end, 10:47 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff won by Des Moines. They have possession, neutral ice, stolen away by Christian Horn. Horn to the net, shoots, save made by Ruck. Rebound is down low, and Wilkie has it to the center again for Lebowski. Deflected wide. Now around the near side wall, Kevin Kirk keeps it in to Sasir. Down low, played by Abel to the center, a bouncing puck moved in. Ruck made the save, it's cleared out by the Buccaneers. Slow roller back for Sasir, and he lost it off his stick, went wide of the net. Dangerous play there, out of bounce the ice in Des Moines, but Sasir, no excuses, he's grown up on this ice, the West Des Moines native. Lebowski tossed it into the zone, and it comes out and out of play. Get a stoppage about halfway through this third period. It's been a stark difference in the third. A lot of frustration for the Storm. They played well in the first two periods and totaled 32 shots on net. They already have 9 on net here in the third. But it's definitely been a frustrating third period as they now trail 3-0. Faceoff is scrum 4 on the far side corner. Volganski was doing a good job there off the draw. But Des Moines comes away with the puck, and now they have it on the far side. Moved in onside. Glukowski took it away. Banked it off the wall. Lesperance settles it down. Try to take it forward. He did. Lesperance with some space on the far side. Takes on a shot. Moves down the far side. Looking to the net. Goes behind the net. Left it there for Polganski. Put it out in front. Loose puck. And Gomez had a chance. Kept out by the Buccaneers. Now on the near side. It's thrown all the way down to the Storm end. Icing whistled on Des Moines. 9:30 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Ryan Ruck, who has been outstanding tonight. 41 saves for Ruck. Berger will take it for Tri-City. We'll go up against Jack Jenkins, and now we see a timeout. Timeout has been called here by the Buccaneers. So they want to change their players after an icing. Tri-City will take that timeout. We got about 10 minutes left in this game. And the Storm are going to have to work on getting back into this one. They trail 3-0. Again, to recap, scoreless after one. Second period saw a goal from Roman Yuchin at 8:26. Assist credited to Tanner Carty and Danny Elser. And it was 1-0 Des Moines heading to the third despite the Storm out shooting Des Moines 32-27 after two periods. In the third, a goal from Michael Marnell on a power play from Ryan Gault and Garrett Cockrell put the Des Moines Buccaneers up 2-0, and then a Tanner Carty goal from Marcel Godbout at 4:12 made it 3-0. Only penalty in the third for the Storm was Cutler Martin for hooking. At 31 seconds, and boy, did that one change the game. Des Moines able to get the power play goal for Marnell. And now they have total advantage of this game. Opening up 3-0 on a goal from Tanner Carty. 9 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the Big O Tires third period. We're out of the timeout. Faceoff here to the left of the goaltender, Ruck, won by the Storm. Kevin Kurt at the top of the zone. Has it on the far side to Sear. Threw it to the front. Went wide. Rebound, Abel couldn't get there. And it's back out to neutral ice where Sasir will play it now in the Storm end. Got it forward, nice pass for Mayer. And now Berger's in onside, takes the hit. And it's cleared out by Des Moines. Kevin Kerr, back to neutral ice. Kerr will skate forward, banked it on the near side. Abel got it into the zone, popped out. Now back in for Mayer. Mayer to the center, lost the puck, shot from Abel went wide. Rebound down low behind the net. Worked on by Abel and Mayer. And now Mayer to the front. Shot for Berger. He couldn't get all of it. He was open there. He couldn't get all of it. Now down low in the far side corner. Berger again. Working the puck up top for Mayer on the near side. Good shift here from the Storm. Couple chances at the net. Now Des Moines comes away with possession, but they clear it out of play. Cleared it directly out of play. So the faceoff will stay in the Des Moines end. 8:27 remaining here in the third. Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-0. Face off to the right of Ryan Ruck. Storm just trying to break through here. Similar situation to last night. As the faceoff's won by Des Moines, they chip it a neutral ice. And now it's off to the races, but a nice job by Cutler Martin to stop the play. And on the near side, it's Sean Lang. Lang gets his pass sticked down a neutral ice, taken back by Grasso, and a shot was saved by Levine. Put the rebound on the far side. Well, Yuchin had it. Now Polganski takes it to neutral ice. Puck pops out. Here's Gomez. Gomez ahead of the play. And puck rolls in deep. Gomez gets it. Try to play to the center, and it's fanned on by a Buccaneer player, but now it's picked back up by Des Moines, rolling to neutral ice. Nice job by Schultz. And now he threw one almost to the net. Turned over. Chance in front for Des Moines. Big opportunity set up there by R.J. Burns. Another shot that was deflected to the near side. And now it's around the far side where Polganski sends it to neutral ice. Gomez could not catch up to it after Lesperance deflected it. Comes back to the Storm end. Now it's a neutral ice. Des Moines brings it back in on the near side. Burns, and then it's a shot. Rebound loose. It's picked back up by Burns. Up top for Des Moines. Another shot. Saved by Levine, and he hangs on. 7:16 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City trailing Des Moines 3-0. Buccaneers in control here as we get to the latter stages of this one. Two big goals in the third have Des Moines in the lead. Faceoff won by the Bucs as Gault had it at the top of the zone. Takes a shot that missed the net wide. Marnell was hanging out in the back door once again. Jenkins tried to center it, taken by Horn. Toe drag move around one player, but lost the puck. And it slipped back in deep. Bukowski with it for Tri-City behind the net. Bukowski made one move. Still with the puck, banks it forward, taken away by Des Moines. Back to Glukowski on the near side. Moved by Tri-City. Wilkie got it into Lebowski. Back to Wilkie. Rolling puck. Goes moving to the near side corner. And it's played by Des Moines once again. 6:30 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Buccaneers wrap it to the far side. Ship it. And now it's back in deep. Loose puck for Wilkie. Takes a shot. Save made by Ruck. He hangs on to the rebound. 6:22 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to Des Moines. Buccaneer Arena has seen a heck of a performance here from Ryan Ruck. Save total now up to 44. Storm still looking for their first of the night. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. They move it on the far wall in their own zone. Turned over to Mayer. Up top, Kevin Kerr with a shot. They missed the net. Rebound is loose on the far side. Poked by Abel there and taken by the Storm. Berger to the center. Had three players collapse on him, but Kevin Kerr took the puck and wrapped it in deep. Around it goes. Mayer picks it up behind the net. Elser was there. Mayer trying to shoot it to the front. It comes to the far side from Martin. Martin kept it into the corner. Now down low, Mayer. Mayer looking up behind the goal line. Trying to play it. Mayer up top. Gets it to Martin. Martin takes on a shot. Down low to Mayer. He's got room. Makes one move. Puts one to the net. Ruck makes the save. Abel had a chance at the rebound. It's poked away. Kerr keeps it in. Kerr got it there to Mayer. And Mayer got it back in deep. Berger with it now. Left it for Mayer. Mayer trying to get it back to Berger, who was calling for it. Went to Kerr. Kevin Kerr on the near side. Up top, Martin with a shot. Save made by Ruck. Ryan Ruck just continued to play well here for Des Moines. Moving from side to side. And what a shift for the Storm. Mayer, Abel, and Berger, their last two shifts, they've looked great. Generating chances, but cannot get one past Ruck. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Sestier on the right point. So the center and a chance for Lesperance. He fanned on the one-timer. Puck's loose on the near side. Lesperance gets it back. Down low for Polganski. He's put back in the corner. Up top, Jalen Schultz with a shot. Deflection in! The Storm get a goal! Deflected in! And that's their first of the night. And it was in front of it. I think it was Polganski that got it in front. Nice deflection from Tri-City. I think Schultz took the shot from the left point, And I'm not sure if it was either Poganski or Gomez, one of those two. Lesfranc may pick up an assist as well. It's 3-1. They say Gomez got it in front. Gomez is second of the season. It's 3-1. Now it's that one is gloved by Levine as Des Moines came in, took a shot that was going over the net, but Hayden Levine stops that one. So we continue to stay on the same recipe from last night. Storm fell behind 3-0 last night. It was scoreless after one. Fell behind 3-0 in the third. Here tonight, they were behind 3-0 in the third. They got a goal last night to make it 3-1. Tonight, they do the same. Bukowski hammers the puck off the glass, and it's moved up the near side wall. Now it's back to Kevin Kerr in the Storm end. 4:45 remaining in the game. Bukowski in the near side. Lebowski to the center. Horn with a shot. Missed the net wide. Lebowski try to put it to the center, taken back by Des Moines. And out to the center, it's played by a hand pass by Tri-City. Bukowski had it with the hand, and then Christian Horn touched up. 4:31 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Time for the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paint with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Tri-City with the puck off the faceoff here, trailing 3-1. Berger into the zone, makes a move. Behind the net, Berger looking. Put it back behind the net for Abel. Abel on the near side. Up top for Schultz. Cecil takes on a shot, takes the shot, deflection, and it was saved by Ruck. Puck comes all the way out of the zone. Race for icing is won by Tri-City. Cecil wins the race. Cardi went into the wall there. He's okay. Fans didn't like it. Cecil clearly won the race. I don't know what they're upset about. 4:06 remains in the Big O Tires third period. Storm still have their timeout. They trail 3-1. Got their first goal of the night from Garrett Gomez, Schultz, and Lesperon on the assist. Face off one to Martin, who shot it wide. Rebound Lukowski on the far side. Kept it in, shot it, and it was deflected up and out of play. We'll see what happens here. Officials have to separate Lukowski and a few of the Des Moines players. Lukowski was near the Des Moines bench. They're going to take players for both sides here on penalty. A slashing call. It didn't look like much near the Des Moines bench, and the officials didn't even look like they were looking that way. They all of a sudden went over to the Des Moines bench. We're still 5-on-5, Storm without the services of Glukowski for 2 minutes. Face-off won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr has it on the far side point. To the near side, Mark takes a shot. Deflection in front went wide. They hit the post there. As it comes out of the zone, here's Des Moines with a 2-on-1. Marnell on the near side, shoots, save made by Levine with a blocker. Marnell with an opportunity, and now it's turned over to Poganski, but turned back to Marnell. He lost an edge and lost the puck. Gomez sent it back to Kevin Kerr. 3:32 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City trailing by 2, 3-1. Kevin Kerr past the red line, throws one in on net. Save was made by Ruck to the far side. It goes for Des Moines. They bank it off the far side wall. And Christian Horn had it, got it back to Schultz. Schultz to the red line, throws one right back in on net, dicked away by Ruck to the far side. Des Moines had a skip over Cockrell's stick, got it up the far wall, kept in by Cecere, and it's worked out by Des Moines. Christian Horn leaves it for Wilkie. Storm tag up. Wilkie's got it. Wilkie back to Horn. Horn holding now and got it turned over to Yuchin, who puts it into the Storm, and he'll go and chase against Cecere. Cecere got it forward. Lebowski has it. Dan Lebowski past the red line. Lebowski into the far side. Takes a big hit there. No call coming. Lebowski able to keep it alive. Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie to the center. Nobody there. Turned over to Des Moines. Here come the Buccaneers with a rush. Played on the far side by Couturier, and a shot went wide of the net. Schuneman now to the center. Martin held up there by Yuchin, but he's able to win the puck to Kevin Kerr. Kerr has it and sent it the length of the ice. Icing is going to be waved off. Icing looked like it was going to be whistled. They wave it off, and now it's played by Des Moines on the near side. It goes back to the Storm end. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm trailing by two. Berger ahead for Abel. Abel gets it into the zone on the near side. Holding, spinning. Abel takes a shove. There's two Des Moines players there. And it's moved on the near side. Down low, Chase Berger. Played it to Mayer in the center, and it went wide. And now it's out of the zone. Storm pull Levine. Levine out. L'Esperance on. L'Esperance plays it to Schultz on the near side. Chipped in deep by Abel. Schuneman picks it up for Des Moines. Schuneman around the far side, out of the zone. It's not going to carry for icing. Picked back up by Nolan Abel. Abel racing it back. Got it forward to Berger. He's in on soft side. Stormer offside with a buck 18 remaining here in Des Moines. 3-1. Buccaneers have the lead. Net is empty. Storm going to keep Levine on the bench. Neutral zone faceoff. Minute 18 to go here on the Breeze 94.5 and the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. Banked off the near side wall. Bouncing the neutral ice, Kevin Kerr. Wisely keeps it on a stick. Long cross ice pass is sent in by the Storm. Gomez to the center. The puck's loose. Never got a shot off. Bukowski kept it in. And now the center, Horn with a shot and a save by Ruck. 58 seconds remaining in the game. Ruck makes the save. Gomez came in there, had a chance to shoot, but decided to pass. And if you're Gomez, you've got to get a shot off. And now we get a timeout. Jim Holton calls timeout. Stormer getting an offensive zone faceoff with 58 seconds remaining in this one. And they'll talk over a play. Tri-City needs two to get back in this game. They trail 3-1. There's been three goals in the third period. Marnell on the power play from Galton and Cockrell made it 2-0 Des Moines. Tanner Cardy made it 3-0. And then Gomez from Schultz and L'Esperance at 14:55. Storm made it 3-1. Storm now with 52 shots registered on net tonight. Ryan Ruck with 51 saves on 52 shots here. Still 10 seconds left on the clock in the timeout. Stormer ready for the faceoff here. 58 seconds left in regulation. Tri-City trailing 3-1. Ready for the faceoff. Puck is won by the Tri-City Storm. Glukowski to Sasir on the near side. Centered, and Glukowski had a bank off the sidewall. Got it down low. Wrapped around the near side, Sasir keeps it in. Kept in there by Horn. Now up top, L'Esperance and Horn. Try to get it to the center. Sasir's got it. Sasir to the center and a shot, a score! Wilkie puts it home for the Storm, and it's 3-2. 38 seconds remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. The Storm have made it 3-2. Well, they have a ton of shots, and it took them so long to get one past Ryan Ruck. But with 38 seconds left, you never know. Extra attacker goal for the Storm. Wilkie put it home. And for Wilkie, it's his sixth of the season. So there's 31 seconds left. Storm need one here. Nice play there by Sasir, by the way, on that goal. And the faceoff is one forward by Tri-City, but Des Moines gets to it. They roll it all the way back to the Storm, and icing's waved off. Des Moines wins the race for icing. Galt behind the net. Empty net for Tri-City. Des Moines has it now in neutral ice. A fan on a pass. Storm have it. And it's offside is the whistle. So we get a stoppage now with 19 seconds remaining in the game. 3-2 Des Moines with the lead. Trying to figure out where the faceoff is. It looks like it'll be right in front of the Des Moines bench, just outside the Des Moines end. 19 seconds left. Storm win it forward. Wilkie gets it in deep. Behind the Des Moines end. Cockrell tied up by Horn. Horn slams him into the wall. Suit pucks loose. L'Esperance with a shot. Saved by Ruck. And now after the play, Wilkie gets tangled up. Players pushing and shoving behind the Des Moines end. 8.9 seconds left. Point blank opportunity for L'Esperance. What more can you ask for? And I don't know if they're going to put anybody in the box here. They separated the players. Wilkie is going to the box. This is upsetting from a Storm perspective because Wilkie's one of your leading scorers. He just scored. And after the play, he gets pushed and shoved, and he has to now go to the box. No loss of manpower. Tri-City still with six skaters on. Holton rearranging the faceoff here. Storm have six skaters on, the Des Moines five, with an extra attacker trailing 3-2, 8.9 seconds remaining. Faceoff to the right of Ryan Ruck, who's been outstanding all night for Des Moines. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lesbros had one for Martin Ufan on the shot. It went down low. Chance in front. Last second effort, it goes out of the zone, and the Des Moines Buccaneers get the win. Tri-City with a valiant effort once again. The Storm record over 50 shots. 55 looks to be what the total will be. With a total of 23 third period shots, they come up short. 3-2, Des Moines wins this one. The Buccaneers scored two early third period goals and got ahead. Storm with a valiant effort on the comeback, but could not get all the way back. Final score, 3-2 Des Moines. We'll come back to wrap it all up here on the old Chicago post-game show in a second. Right on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life. Yeah?
I heard that.
Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys. And while you're out there, carpe nightem, too. Great times await. Grab some buds.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm suffer a loss to the Des Moines Buccaneers by a score of 3-2. And again, Storm fans, your team gave it all they had here tonight. 55 total shots on net. That is an output that we have not seen from the Storm in some time. And they come up short 3-2. It took them 55 minutes to get their first goal of the game. And when they finally did, it was just too late. The Storm had chances all night, all around the net. Ryan Ruck, what an unbelievable performance. 53 saves on 55 shots. Hayden Levine definitely deserves to be mentioned as well for the Storm. 26 saves on 29 shots. Kept Tri-City into things until they got into trouble in the third period. And just a tough loss for the Storm here after, again, outplaying the Buccaneers for a large part of this game, but could not score. And when you can't score and you get frustrated, that's what happened in the third period. The Storm got frustrated. They end up going down 3-0, and they were able to get two goals late in this game, but could not get all the way back. Final score, 3-2 Des Moines. Roman Yuchin made it 1-0 in the second period from Tanner Carty and Danny Elser. Michael Marnell on the power play from Ryan Gault and Garrett Cockrell at 1:43 of the third. Then Tanner Carty from Marcel Godbout to make it 3-0. And later in the third, the Storm get goals from Garrett Gomez and Chris Wilkie. Assist added a Sasir on that Wilkie goal. And it was 3-2 late. Storm had a few chances at it, but could not get the equalizer. And again, the final score here in this one, 3-2, Tri-City Storm fall to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Before we bring on the head coach, let's go over the three stars of the game here tonight, presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Third star here tonight for the Des Moines Buccaneers. The game-winning goal to Tanner Carty. Carty gets the third star for Des Moines. He's their leading scorer, and he scores his sixth goal of the season on a nice wraparound, beating Hayden Levine. He's the third star. Second star of the game for the Tri-City Storm, Garrett Gomez. Finally got the Storm on the board with a deflection in front for the first goal of the night for Tri-City. Gomez, the second star, his second goal of the season. Number one star for Des Moines, their goaltender, Ryan Ruck, makes 53 saves, keeps the Storm off the scoreboard for almost the entire game, 55 minutes. But Tri-City scored too late, and Ruck made 53 saves. Storm get 55 shots on net, but can't beat Ruck the third time to tie it up. And they fall 3-2. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago postgame show, and we'll come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, and hear his thoughts here in the Old Chicago postgame show on the Breeze, 94.5.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
to the Old Chicago postgame show. Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, in what was a game at the Storm. They had to play 60 minutes. Seems like, Coach, they played pretty close to that. You get behind, very similar recipe to last night's game. You really work hard in the first period, but tonight, 55 shots on net. That's something we haven't seen in a while from this team. Maybe give us your thoughts here on the game.
Well, we won everywhere except the scoreboard, and that's why it's so disheartening for all of us right now. I can't ask for any more out of a team. I'm extremely proud of their effort. We talked at the start of the game about matching Des Moines' compete level. We out-competed them. We out-chanced them. Their goalie stole the game. It's plain and simple as that. I mean, we get 55 shots. We talked before. We've talked ad nauseum here about getting more shots on net and creating more offense. I can't ask them anymore. They had 55 shots. We give up less than 30. That's been two of our targets. We're trying to get 30-plus and give up less than 30. We did that. We battled. We got some guys that are really squeezing it, and our confidence is low. But you know what? I just told them in the room that we've all been through slumps like that. And just before you're about to break out, you generally get a game like this where you deserve a better fate, but we're going through some tough times. Tomorrow night's going to be a tough battle, 3-3, but we can't have a dip down. But you know what? They should be darn proud of it because they worked their tails off tonight.
Late in the game, you're trying to fight and get back, and it seemed like the line that was clicking, Chase Berger, Nolan Abel, and Drew Mayer generating all kinds of opportunities, really nice puck possession in the offensive zone. You kind of kept rolling with those guys.
Well, they were momentum changers, and that's what you need there. And I thought Abel in particular, we talked about it on the pregame show, but he just feels the game offensively, and it's nice to have. That's an element we're probably lacking. And I like Berger. We talked again on the pregame show about a big body on the wall, and Drew really stepped his game up tonight. I think we're starting to see what Mara's all about. And again, we want a puck possession team down low. We have to grind teams down, and they started to set the tone in the third, and the rest of us fed off of it.
Seems like Garrett Gomez got two goals in his last three games now. Obviously, wasn't easy to score on Ryan Ruck tonight, so you get the deflection in front and a bit of a boost there at the end.
Yeah, it was, and that's what we have to build on. I mean, the problem both nights is that we get that little juice of energy when we score, but we scored too late in both games. You know, we need to score early. And again, we had tons and tons and tons of quality chances. We just couldn't bury it. And we can't sit here and bemoan luck because it wasn't anything with luck. But some nights you have that. You run into a hot goalie.
Tri-City Storm fall in this one. 3-2 the Des Moines Buccaneers. And, you know, obviously, talk about Ryan Ruck all night here making 53 saves. Storm haven't seen a performance like that from a Des Moines goalie in a while. And I'm sure it must be tough. Seemed like a lot of frustration, especially early in the third when you guys fell behind there. Visibly, it seemed like the guys knew. Seemed like they were trying to do everything that they've been working on, but nothing was really working there.
Yeah, I mean, the power play, the penalty we took at the start of the third really hurt us. I mean, obviously when they capitalize on that, but penalty you can't take, but you know what? By and large, I can't be disappointed in the game because it would have been easy to fold our tents up and leave at 3-0, but they didn't. They battled until the final minute, and that's the one thing we've promised our fans is that we will battle and work for 60 minutes, and they did. I mean, we drop a face-off play, we score off of it, and we win draw clean, and we got Cutler for a one-timer right there. He just fanned on it, but you know what? It's set up. They're executing what I'm asking them to execute, and that's the first sign. Again, it's been a two-week training camp, but that's the team I want right there tonight. I want us relentless. I want us shooting the puck. I want us tough to play against. And this is the first time I've seen it since I've taken over.
All right, that's it from Jim Holton. Says that they're taking the steps forward still. Last night, you know, after last night, you might have said it was the first time that you maybe took a step backward, but now maybe two steps forward here tonight, really sensing that the team's that close to breaking out.
Yeah, it is. And again, I know that's a hollow victory for our fans, but you just have to keep the faith. There's a lot of hockey left in this season. And again, I think with going through the change, if you look at some of the NHL changes that were made, Philadelphia comes to mind. You know, they struggled when they first made the coaching change because you're throwing a lot of changes at them. And I remember seeing Craig Berube interviewed, and he said, right now we're thinking on the ice instead of playing. And we've been guilty of that here, but in fairness, I've thrown so much at the players that finally they looked like they were playing on instinct tonight, and that's the first step in the right direction.
We'll see if they can build off that tomorrow. Coach, we'll talk to you before the game in Cedar Rapids. Thanks for joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show.
Thanks as always, Jared.
We'll take a quick break and wrap things up here on The Breeze, your Storm Radio Network 94.5.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in the Old Chicago postgame show, wrapping things up. We just heard from Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Storm dropped this one 3-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Frustrating loss for Tri-City as they had 55 shots on net. Didn't get a goal until the final 5 minutes, but they got two. One from Garrett Gomez, one from Chris Wilkie, and we got to get you our Dent Popper Grinder of the Night tonight. Much like the Storm's hardworking player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. A lot of hard workers tonight, but I got to go with Drew Mayer for the Grinder of the Night. Mayer, as Holton said, really stepped up his game in this one. Late in the game when the Storm needed some offense, Mayer was grinding it out down low, winning a lot of battles and possessing the puck deep in the zone. It forced Jim Holton to keep going back to that line of Berger, Abel, and Mayer because they kept pressuring, kept getting chances, and kept moving the puck down low. And Drew Mayer here, a great game for Mayer, who doesn't, he might not be the quickest guy on the ice, a little bit bigger, but when he can work down low, win battles, and throw pucks at the net, he can be very, very effective for the Storm this season. Just 2 goals and an assist for Mayer in 17 games, but here tonight, his play stood out, and he is awarded the Grinder of the Night presented by the Dent Popper. One quick final check of the out-of-town scoreboard here around the USHL. A lot of games tonight around the league. As we see Omaha got a win, 1-0. Omaha defeats Fargo 1-0 at the Ralston Arena. Chicago wins over Youngstown in overtime 4-3. Indiana defeats Muskegon 4-3. Cedar Rapids holds off Green Bay 4-3. Storm will be in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. Sioux City defeats Lincoln 3-2 in Lincoln at the Icebox. Team USA trailing 4-2 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Final 5 minutes of play in the third period in Dubuque. But the Fighting Saints have a 4-2 lead on Team USA. That's for first place in the Eastern Conference. For all the latest scores, stats, and standings, check pointstreak.com and check ushl.com for all the scores and standings around the league. Tri-City Storm fall 3-2 in this one to the Des Moines Buccaneers. A hard-fought battle, 55 shots on net for the Storm, but they failed to get a point here, and they'll have their final chance to get points on the weekend tomorrow night in Cedar Rapids. That's where we'll be. Game gets underway at 7:05. We'll have your Viera Wireless pregame show at 6:45 from the stable in Cedar Rapids. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.